Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It is July 27th, 2009. It's time to party in here like it's 1999.
Oh, yeah.
It is the N4G Radio.
Yay.
With Gambus Khan.
Greetings, programs.
Killer Wolverine.
What? I wasn't on cue yet. What the fuck? You just skipped.
Everybody's breaking my joke. Just fucking say hi.
Hi.
And the Wombat, too.
Hey, what do you know? Nice.
I had to bring back the old song.
You're bringing back that emo off-time song?
Emo off-time song. You're just a special mention. It's the Wombat, too.
And the Wombat, too. He's here, if you guys care.
He's back from last week, because we had to double our humor last week since the Wombat.
Yeah,
I was
out playing paintball with a work function. Had a lot of fun, though, I got to say. I missed the podcast, but I had a lot of fun. So,
did you miss the pain of getting hit by a paintball?
You know, it's not that bad.
Really?
It's not really.
It
stings when you first get hit, and you end up with welts from it, but, I mean, it doesn't. It's not like, oh, my God. Oh, you shot me. Oh.
That's what I'd do. I'd fall down.
It kind of stings for a minute.
Oh, you'd be singing a different tune if you, you know, get hit in another region.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I luckily avoided the nether regions.
Somebody just painted your balls.
So
you end up
with little bruises as such.
Speaking of which, I really enjoyed Kat's comment on the podcast forum.
She said she didn't shave her balls.
She didn't shave her balls.
Well, that's pleasant information.
Yeah.
That's how the show ended last week. Yeah.
I missed the show. I actually went into that thread having no idea what was going on the show, and basically walked away incredibly concerned for the future of
mankind. You really shouldn't, because you should know what happens on the show.
Yeah,
when you
I
are
know.
Here.
I so just the concept of shaving balls.
It actually came from a listener. Wasn't
oh,
us.
Oh, gotcha.
Wasn't us.
I gotcha.
We
yeah, that makes
start
sense.
That one.
We didn't start the fire.
So, but no, it was great information to know.
But you still don't know who does and who doesn't.
No, that's, and I would like to keep it that way. I actually am glad that I wasn't here last week. So
so you didn't listen to it?
I know Kat doesn't, know. Apparently, but.
Apparently not.
If you listened to it, you would know.
You're right. I did not listen to last week.
And
well, actually, that's
battle.
A lie. I listened to parts of last week. I listened to all of the fondling from last week, but that was all I listened to.
Ah.
Because I like to, when I miss a week, I like to get a feel for what you guys played, so I at least know what you guys played when I come in, so I'm not coming in all blind. But I didn't listen to any of the rest of it. Because I didn't really care.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding. I just didn't have time to listen to it.
All right, so we're going to start off with some fondling.
Hey.
How's it going?
Awkward silence.
Pretty good. How you doing?
That's good. So we'll start with Killer Wolverine.
Oh,
because I know he didn't have anything to talk about. His Xbox is still broken.
I don't. The only thing I really played was some time-wasting slash games on the iPhone. Radio 50 is awesome. I played Flight Control.
Flight Control is cool.
Really cool. And
yeah, I heard
some
that's
others.
Awesome.
So
since I wasn't here, how you digging the iPhone? Are you?
I'm liking it. I have some issues.
The Borg assimilation is 50% in the podcast now.
Yeah.
There's no flash on the camera, so why put a camera in there if there's no flash?
Yeah, that's a little annoying.
AT&T is yet to support the multi-message.
Right.
Which is AT&T, and they're stupid. The battery life, you know, it's eh. It depends on what you do.
Yeah, if you use the 3G a lot, it drains the battery life like nothing else.
So,
or if you play a lot of games.
Yeah, which is essentially what I've all been, you know, doing with it. So, it's not the worst, but it's not the best. for the battery life. But other than that, it's a really good phone. I know there's apps for pretty much everything.
There's apps to shave your balls.
Pretty much. So
not that I've found.
What I use.
You haven't looked hard enough.
But gotcha. There's, for the camera functionality, you know, there's a flash app and a zoom app, which costs money.
Right.
Not much, like $1. But
right.
I shouldn't have to pay $1
right.
for features that should be on there already. Right. But other than that,
you can't zoom in with the phone.
No,
with the camera?
The camera's camera. Pretty basic. You just no. point and click.
Did That's you get it. One of the 3GS's or
no,
the regular
just
3G?
The regular one.
I thought I heard somewhere that the 3GS had an upgraded camera, but I don't know.
It still doesn't have flash. I'll tell
right,
you.
Right. No, it doesn't have flash.
So
though.
It doesn't really add much to it. The only new thing that I've heard from the 3GS to the old models is the battery life's improved. And video capability.
Oh, gotcha.
So that's pretty much it. But other than that, you know, it's good. I like it. It's got a shit ton of apps and everything. So it's mainly time-wasting
stuff. I got a good question. Yeah. Can you call people on it?
No. Yep. They took that functionality
They took
out.
The call function out, actually.
You know, it's an app.
Too.
It costs extra.
It costs extra to call people.
Yeah. I mean, the capability's in there, I'm sure, with the new...
The dial pad is an app.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can't dial out.
Yeah.
So, but
you can only call Apple customer support,
yeah. And that's costing you money
How the
too.
Fuck so. Do I call somebody?
But most of the games on there is little time wasters. I've saw. There's a paper toss one.
Yeah,
which is
that one's kind of
fun. That's a good time waster. And there's a one called Nine Gap or something like that, where there's three rows. Of three, and then three columns of three, and you got to do multiplication, addition, mathematical stuff to get to.
So it's like
the,
Sudoku.
Not really. You got a total at the end to get to of each row, and then at the total of each, there's a total of after each column, and you got to do
just like Sudoku.
No, Sudoku. No, you're not adding, subtracting, or multiplying anything.
Okay, it sounds like mathematical Sudoku.
It well, I guess you can call it that.
I guess you can call it that if you want to.
If you really want to.
But he just doesn't want to admit he's playing a Sudoku type game.
It's not Sudoku, because Sudoku sucks it.
No. Hey, man.
Do you like...
I love Sudoku.
Do you like Risk? Like,
yes.
You should download Lux Touch. It's free, and it's just like Risk on the iPhone.
Lux Touch, all right.
You should also download Flood It, which is another free game that's a lot of fun. And Scramble is free and fun.
Email all the fun good ones.
Yes,
because I was looking for that drawing app you put.
Yeah, Scribble Light.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Is that where you...
Yeah.
All right. I was looking for that. I was looking all kinds
That's
of stuff.
That's the free version.
And, you know, as much shit as I bought, I've only spent like $8.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. There's some actual games on there that aren't really, I classify as, you know, time wasters. Like there's Brothers in Arms. There's Mega Man on there. Assassin's Creed, which I wanted to try the free version, see how it is. But
you should another game you should play is called Hero of Sparta. It's
kind
of like it's kind of like God of War, but the like the iPhone version. It's really good.
I heard that was good.
It's on sale now too. It's like 99 cents.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I might have to buy it since 99 cents. But I wanted to play Kat's game that she did review for the site Minigore, but I can't find it on there. So I don't know when
it's because it's not out yet.
Well, I was gonna say when
we
is
have
it
a world exclusive review buster.
So when's it coming out?
I don't
grow
know.
Up.
All right, well, Kat, that's a question for you. When's it coming out?
I also heard
she
that
she can't hear you.
Well, when,
until tomorrow.
Well, Tuesday. Well,
you just broke the fourth wall. Congratulations.
It was just a question. Shut up, Wombat.
Shut up.
I also heard that there's a game. I think I'm pretty sure it's called Star Defense. It's supposed to be like one of the best tower defense games.
Really?
Ever.
Yeah, that's what I think. John W.
I heard Field
is
Runners is really
for.
Good.
So there's a lot of.
I really need to do that for the show one day. Just
get drunk.
Fucking drunk.
Well, we discussed that last week.
Yeah, but I just said I would be the only one drunk.
Well, I'll make an exception.
I won't.
We could all pretend.
No.
No, you can't pretend.
But yeah, no, there's a lot
give
of games
Khan
on there
a cigarette, and he'll be gone.
He'd be in the hospital coughing up.
Bleeding eternally.
But yeah, there's a lot of other stuff on there. I kind of told myself I didn't want to download anything else. So
gotcha.
But there's a lot of cool stuff on there. And the only other thing I played I had a hankering to play for is God of War 2. So,
well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, everybody skipped past the first 10 minutes of the show because Killer Wolverine only played iPhone and PS2 games.
You know, I wanted to play Infamous, but I didn't really have the...
gumption?
Yeah. So I put
that's
God
an interesting
of,
word.
God of, you don't like gumption?
I just said it was interesting. I didn't say I didn't like it.
So I put God of War 2 in and waiting for my 360. Not that, like, Because that's where the majority of my library is the 360. Not knocking the PS3. I like it, but I only have Infamous for it.
Right.
So.
That's the only game you own?
Well, I have, you know, Warhawk, and I got the Punisher, and Little Big Planet.
Oh, I thought that was, like, the only game.
No, I own
Is that the
games.
Only game you own that's on a disc?
No, Little Big Planet.
Oh, Little Big Planet. But, I was like, wow. I thought my library was small.
No.
I think I have more PS3 games than you do now.
How many do you have?
Maybe I don't, because you might have added more. I think I have 8.
Oh, I have a lot more than you.
Oh, okay.
Are you counting your online ones, too?
No.
Oh, okay. Just disc-based games, I have like 10 or 12, I think.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm up to 22.
Nice.
You're the king.
I know
I got you all in 360.
Yeah, I think I've got 30 360 games right now or something like that. And you've got a ridiculous amount. I don't even want to hear you talk about it.
Oh, like 170.
You can wipe the shit-eating grin off your face.
So, that's it.
I only have 2 Wii games.
Oh, I've got you beat there. I have 3.
I think I have 10.
I have 2 PSP.
Really?
Yeah, I think I got 10.
I think I've got
you have
like
10 Wii games?
And there's like...
Is there 10 games worth owning on the Wii?
Dude, there's like 3 or 4 Wii games I still want to get. So if I actually owned all of them that I wanted to, I would have almost like 14.
I really wanted to take
games.
Advantage of Amazon's deal on House of the Dead Overkill. $19.99.
That's pretty
I
good.
I really want to play that game.
Yeah, I heard that's pretty good.
I think I still have like 15 PlayStation 2 and 15 Xbox, original Xbox games on my shelf too.
I have a lot more.
And then I have like 35 Super Nintendo games. But this isn't.
This isn't
your.
What's fondling your game collection?
This isn't who's got the biggest.
What are you going to play this week?
Shit, hopefully my 360.
There you go.
We'll see.
Because I don't know where
the
hell it is.
It doesn't die on you as soon as you get it back.
What's you open it up.
I said
turn
if it,
it
doesn't
on.
Die on you as soon as you get
I'll
it back.
I'll tell you what. This 360 that I just sent back was the shortest lifespan and the longest to get back. So,
bitches.
Microsoft right now, it's just a shame that's where my collection lies.
Yeah.
Because at least the PS3 is reliable and then it won't die.
It won't die!
So, I'm waiting for that back. Who knows when it'll get here. Maybe they got it shipped to a different address and someone's enjoying my console. Damn Microsoft. So, I don't know. We'll see. It'll be another mystery fondling for next week.
A mystery fondling.
Nothing like fondling the mystery meat.
Fondling a mystery.
So let's move on to people who actually played fucking games this week.
Let's move on to the Wombat. Did you play any games?
I did play some games this week.
Play any you can talk about?
Yes, okay. I did, actually. I played... I finally broke down and bought Red Faction Guerrilla. And as I said before the show, that none of you heard, so I don't know why I'm saying that now. I take back every bad thing I ever said about it, because I did not like the demo, but I just think the demo didn't really give me a good idea of the game, and the single player is phenomenal, the multiplayer is awesome, I love the, which one is it, Demolition, where you're, like, one person gets randomly picked to be the
Destroyer,
yeah.
And they earn money for everything
right.
they destroy.
Yeah, that one, that mode is awesome. I really enjoy that mode. Just because it's a lot of fun in that mode. I got randomly picked as a destroyer, and I had a thrust pack, and I'm like, what the fuck am I going to use this for? And I hit it, and I just went like through 3 levels of the building,
yeah.
And I'm like, hey, what do you know? I just got a lot of destruction points for basically doing nothing but hitting one button.
You can use the thrust pack, too, when people get near you. It knocks them down.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
But, yeah, it's a blast, and I definitely recommend it to anybody who hasn't played it yet. It's a blast. You should buy it, Gambus.
He doesn't have a 360, so he couldn't play
oh,
with us.
Oh, you couldn't play with us anyway.
Yeah.
You should still buy it.
We should all get on and play one day.
Definitely. I agree with that.
I actually, I'll be on, my wife is unfortunately out of town Tuesday and Wednesday, so I should be on
Maybe
line
we can set up a
lot trying to kill my boredom. So yeah, I get off at 10 on Tuesday, so maybe we can play
Tuesday
night. We can
set
up
a game on Tuesday night. You should go buy an Xbox and a copy, Gambus.
Well, I guess
just
our
on
listeners
a whim,
can join
huh?
in, too, since we
yeah.
set
yeah.
up a date for
maybe
Tuesday.
Maybe we can, we'll think about that and set it up.
Yeah.
Little Red Faction date.
Little Red Faction Guerrilla.
We'll let you know later today.
Okay, dude.
We'll let you know later today.
I'm
details.
Trying to think about that in the fourth dimension, and it's fucking confusing. Yeah.
Just act like you're live, man. Just act like you're live.
Welcome back.
So yeah, I played a lot of that, and I'm on Dust now. So I really love the destruction master or demolition mastery, whatever they're called, where you have to destroy the building in a set amount of time with set equipment. I really like that.
The best one that I played was the one where you have to throw remote charges down a tube and make them land next to a house and destroy it from up on top of the cliff.
Oh, that's cool.
That was my favorite one because you could attach the remote charges to exploding barrels and throw them down the tube.
Nice.
And then blow them up when they hit the ground.
That's pretty
cool. It was just freaking awesome.
I just like cool stories from games like this. Open world games are always great for cool stories that happen.
Yeah.
Especially this one because the destruction is awesome. I was in, I had a truck that I loaded up with mines. Like I threw a bunch of mines on it so that I could blow up a building with it. So I'm driving this truck and there's a ramp right before the building I'm going to destroy. And there's a tower next to it. I think it was a windmill next to it. And so I ramp the truck and it hits the build. I jump out of the truck as it's blowing up. And I hit the button, blows up the building and the windmill. So I'm standing there decently close to all this, like, yeah, that's awesome. And the windmill falls on me and I die. I'm like, well, I probably should have cleared the blast area a little better.
There's some definitely cool stuff you can do with that. I was telling him a while back that the hidden stuff, the collector, the hidden collectors.
The radio transmission.
Whatever. The first three you find, you earn like this bomb.
The mother of all bombs. Yeah.
It's on a vehicle, and I was trying to get to, a building to blow up and just set it off, but I kept getting hit by enemy vehicles, and I just, massive explosion.
Nice.
I couldn't get to my destination, but nice little things you can do with the game.
It's a beautiful
game. There's
a
lot of really cool stuff you can do. I like... loading a vehicle up with bombs and driving, the courier missions or whatever, where you have to kill the courier and steal whatever he's carrying. It's fun to, try and figure out where he's going, load your vehicle up with bombs, and then drive, to where you're going straight for him, and then jump out of the car and let your car keep going and hit his, and then blow it up. It's a lot of fun.
It's one of my favorite games of the year by far.
Even if you can't play it with us on the 360, you should at least rent it on the PS3 so you can play it because it's friggin' awesome.
Yeah. It's definitely a game that I'm going to be playing in the future.
Yeah.
There's nothing satisfying more than just running ramping a vehicle into a building.
And watching it explode into a
chaos.
Carnage.
The thing is, I actually liked the demo.
Really?
So
I like the multiplayer demo. The single player demo... I think my problem was it didn't – like the full game gives you a chance to sort of ease into what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I felt like the single-player demo just kind of threw you right into the middle of something, and I really didn't have any idea what was going on.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't really like the single-player. But having played the full version, all my concerns and worries about the single-player were allayed.
It's a beautiful game.
It is an awesome game.
Sweet.
I also, on the 360, picked up Tom Clancy's Hawks since it was $20.
Yes.
And that's another phenomenal game. But see, that was a game that I loved the demo, and I just didn't buy because it was $60, and I had other stuff to play at the time. But, yeah, that's a great game. It's a great flight sim. It's not sim. It's not too sim, and it's not too arcade. So I really like
it's
the targeting.
It's just like Goldilocks' porridge.
There you go. It's
just
right.
Just right.
That should go on the back of the box.
It should.
A flight sim like Goldilocks' porridge.
It's just right.
I love the how you can hit the X button and set a path to your target.
To evade missiles or to track somebody down.
Yeah.
That is awesome because the flares work great when you're in like crazy combat, but you only have so many of them.
Right.
When you get into the deeper, and the missions are long.
Yeah, they are very
long.
They
take a while to get
I'd say
through.
Probably my only qualm with the game is that the missions are really long, and they don't give you enough checkpoints.
No, not at all.
So, early on, there's the mission where you have to defend the refinery.
Yeah,
You can get most of the way through defending the refinery, and if one guy kills you, then you have to start all the way over again. Which is disappointing.
I love the carpet bombing mission where the refineries. Oh,
yeah,
man, that was
the
fun.
The rebel camps or whatever.
Yeah, that was fun.
It is a lot of fun.
love dropping bombs.
So that's a, if you can still I think that sale's still going on, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah. I mean,
if you can find Hawks for $20, you should definitely buy it because it's awesome. Even if you don't like flight games,
and you can play co-op online and competitive.
There you go.
Which is awesome.
Yep.
The game's incredible, and I hate flying games.
Yeah.
I hate them.
So you know if Zero likes it, it's got to be good.
Just Tom Clancy games, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then I also, on the PS3, I played a lot more Fight Night Round 4, which, since I wasn't here last week to plug my review's still on ztgamedomain.com.
Well, it will never leave.
Yeah. I played a lot more of that, playing through my guy's career. Suffered my first loss because I basically tried to jump up in rank too fast and tried to fight a guy that was out of my league, and he whipped my ass. But I rebounded with a strong KO victory. So Fight Night's definitely awesome. If you guys haven't played it yet, if you haven't downloaded the demo, at least download the demo and play it because it's awesome. Even though I know Boogeyman will call me a wuss, but I do still miss the face button controls sometimes.
Boogeyman's going to call you a wuss. Hold on. Back up for a minute.
Yeah.
Back up for a minute. This is the same guy that said Shadow Complex looks like shit, but yet the only game he's beat in the last 6 months is fucking Harry Potter.
Hey, to each their own.
Oh.
To each their own. But
I'll lay the smack down.
I do agree with him. Yeah, I do agree with him, though, that honestly, by the time the button patch comes out, I'll be used to the stick control, so I probably won't even use it.
And it's not like the stick controls aren't bad.
Right. No, the stick controls are good. Yeah. I preferred even in the last one the button controls. But now I'm starting to get used to the stick control, so I don't miss the buttons as much. And honestly, like I said, by the time the button patch comes out, I'll probably be too used to the sticks to go back.
Now, I only play the demo, but the demo seemed a lot more, it was slower and more,
you really do have to, they made a lot of additions this year to make it more like real boxing.
Yeah,
the counters are harder to pull. Last year, all you had to do was block the punch, like counter block the punch, and throw a haymaker. Yeah. That's all you had to do the whole match. Or just wade in and start throwing haymakers, and eventually you'd wear down their block until the point that you just knock them out. Now, the AI is a lot better at blocking haymakers. If you try and go in and throw a haymaker the first punch, it's going to get blocked and you're going to get counterpunched in the face. There's no more directional blocking. It's just up and down. Mm-hmm. There's no more you have to block right or left or whatever. It's just up and down.
Which is good because that kind of got a little annoying.
But the compromise for that, for making the blocking easier, is that the counter blocking is harder. You have to have more precise timing. Like, you can't just hold up on the stick, and as soon as the punch comes in, you'll counter. You have to actually hit up as the punch comes in order to counter punch.
More realistic.
The only thing I don't like about the counter punching is that the block counter punches work well. They're tough to pull off, but they work well. The dodge counter punches I don't think work quite as well because you can, if you weave under a punch, it'll register it and let you throw a counter. Or if you lean out of the way of a punch, it'll register it. But if somebody throws a punch and you just back up, it doesn't count as a counter punch, which is a little weird because, in real life, if you backed out of the way of a punch, you could still throw a counter punch. But that's my only qualm with the gameplay because it plays awesome. Even if you don't like boxing, you can have a lot of fun with it.
No.
But you're not going to be – well, that's just because you're retarded. or you're fucktarded, as it was. No, I mean, honestly, you just don't like boxing games.
No, I don't, and I don't like stick control.
Right.
And it's just very boring to me.
Well,
I like Punch Out.
I like boxing games. I don't mind the stick control. So there you go. I enjoy the game.
That's all that matters.
I can separate. See, to me, you class boxing games in the same class as fighting games and try and compare them to fighting games, and I class them in the same classes like Madden or NBA or games like that. So we have two different approaches to the boxing genre.
I just like beating the hell out of people.
Well, I just really classify it as that I don't find it fun.
Right.
Because sports games are like that with me. I enjoy playing football mostly. Not big on basketball. Can handle baseball. Want to cry when I have to play golf.
Oh, I love Tiger Woods. I haven't put. I need to buy Tiger Woods 2010.
It's excellent. I reviewed it. It's really good. It's really good. See, if you like golf.
Yeah, I love golf.
I hate golf, but I like playing Tiger Woods. I don't know what it is.
See, I can't stand those kind of games. I just know it's really good.
I like Hot Shots golf.
See, you know what? I never really got into Hot Shots, to be honest.
I do you one better. I like Outlaw golf.
Oh, Outlaw golf.
Your contribution is just awesome. We're talking about realism, and you're talking about
we're talking about real games here, man. Real games. That's not a real game.
Gambus is just throwing in his approach to sports.
Well, yeah.
Which would be Punch Out for boxing and Hot Shots for golf.
The arcade kind of deal, huh?
That's awesome, man.
To me, there's
and probably Blitzball.
There's an aspect that's kind of futile when it comes to trying to recreate reality. I mean, if I want a game that tries to recreate reality, I'd rather just live that reality. But I like it when like a sports game or whatnot, like a baseball superstars, like SNK.
Hey, Gambus, let's box. You want to recreate it? Let's box right now.
No, the thing is, I like it when it's fantasy. I like it when
we could give the boxers some spiky hair,
some spiky.
And they could, before they throw a punch, they could go, oh! And then throw the punch.
Yeah. Or they could have to wait their turn.
And freaking flame.
Shining stamp! Shining stamp!
Slice and dice!
Anyway. Turn-based boxing.
Turn-based
boxing. Would be pretty awesome.
See, that's my approach to sports.
The Gambus Con approach to sports game.
Yeah. Dude, you should commentate sports games. That would be awesome. I think I'm going to make you do that on an episode of Breaking the Seal.
We should make Gambus play either Fight Night or Madden.
Oh. Dude, that would be awesome.
When Madden comes out,
you and I are doing a video segment, and you're playing.
I'm going to be playing.
You're going to be playing.
I don't even know how football plays.
And I'm also working on a segment where I'm going to make Killer Wolverine play an RPG.
Oh, fuck.
Nice.
Oh.
What do I get to play?
I don't know. We kind of balance everything. Yeah. We can play everything, so I don't
know. It's got to be a good RPG.
Actually, I think I'll make you sit down and play Viva Pinata.
Oh, there we go. God.
I'm going to have to handpick the game that Killer Wolverine plays.
Dude, I think Killer Wolverine should play King of Fighters. Or Blaze Blue.
I played Blaze Blue.
Actually, did you play Blaze Blue? Did you like it?
Yeah.
I think the most awesome thing I ever heard was when I was playing Battle Fantasia once, and he was watching and naming all of the characters. That was classic. I wish I'd had a video running of that.
I was also sick at the time.
It was hilarious, though.
I think I was high on NyQuil.
He was like, look, here comes fucking Maximo. Maximo's about to kick kitty litter in the movies. It was hilarious. Awesome. But anyway, what else you playing?
I was in the mood to play an MMO this week.
I wonder why.
Dun, dun, dun,
I don't know. I can't discuss why. So I decided, because I'd always wanted to, ever since they released it, I'd always wanted to play the trial version of Warhammer Online, because I had heard that it was really cool and that some of the, like, the open PvP and the group quests and stuff like that were pretty cool. So I decided, you know what? I got a free day. I might as well try and play it. And it's really good. If you're used to MMOs like WoW, it's different. It's similar and different at the same time. But it was really good. I enjoyed the little bit that I played of it. I didn't really play a ton of it. I got to like level 5 or something like that with my character. But I really like they have open quests where it's just like basically there's like an area that as soon as you go into, it's like an open public quest for everybody that they can all join into. And then they have realm versus realm combat, where you can go to a specific place and it's like realm, you versus the bad guys, basically. PvP stuff. And it was, I mean, like I said, I didn't get a good handle on the whole game because I didn't play it long enough, but I liked what I played of it. It seemed like it would have been a good, if you're into MMOs, it seems like it would be a good choice if you're trying to get away from WoW or trying to avoid WoW. It seems like it would be a good alternative.
Crack.
And then the only other thing I played this week was the thing that I'm not allowed to say that I played.
Well, there you go. Then that's all we need to say about it.
Under embargo.
Yeah. So
what are you playing this week?
More of the thing that I'm not allowed to tell you that I'm playing with another editor on the site. And also, I'm going to I should get my bigs too this week. There was some manner of snafu at the 2K Sports warehouse,
bigs too,
which resulted in them not getting my copy out, which is fine. It's no big deal. So they got it on its way to me now. So as soon as I get that, I'll play that, and I should enjoy that because I like the first one. And what else am I going
to
play this week?
I'll tell you what you're going to play, and I forgot to mention this.
Red Faction.
When I get my 360 back, is not only Explosion Man, but Marvel vs. Capcom.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Ooh. Marvel vs. Capcom.
Finally.
Capcom 2.
I'll probably be playing a lot this week. You guys will probably see me online a lot Tuesday
Marvel,
night
baby.
And Wednesday, because, like I said, my wife's going to be out of town for a work thing, so I have to occupy myself by playing a lot of video games. Otherwise, I get really bored. So when I'm home by myself, so
it sounds like you got a lot to choose from.
I do have a lot to choose from.
Marvel, baby.
So I will be playing a lot of Marvel, baby.
Yeah. Marvel, baby.
I'm excited
Marvel.
About Marvel.
I hope to get my 360 back by Wednesday.
I'm going
to
grow a curly mustache just for it.
Where it at?
I'm going to take you for a ride.
So, Mr. Khan, you only got 10 minutes to do yours. Go.
I only got 10 minutes. Okay.
I'm sure it's more of the same.
Okay.
Oh, man.
RPG this, RPG
already?
That.
Already?
And you know he gets to pick your game.
Yeah,
you might
want
to be nice to him.
Hell no. I don't care. Bring it on.
Bring it on.
I'll play your shitty RPGs.
I'll be sure to pick something that's really crazy. But coming down with the sickness.
Why did you come to the show then? I don't want to catch your shit.
Dude, if you get me sick.
He just got over it, didn't you? Or was that just like a bug? Like
me? Yeah, no, it was like a
swine flu.
I had it for like 2 days. It was, you know.
So it's more like a piglet flu.
Piglet flu? Holy crap.
Where's the Winnie the Pooh reference? Wow.
Holy shit.
It's better than the Eeyore flu from what I understand.
That's very emo.
It was basically just, you know, runny nose, stuffy head, stomach issues, all that kind of stuff. So I don't know if that's what you got going on, but if you give it back to me, I'm going to hit you.
I think he was metaphorically speaking.
Oh, yes. Right. I'm coming down with the RPG sickness.
Oh, gotcha.
I never knew you were out of it.
Yeah, exactly. As a matter of fact, I've been playing not one, but two Shin Megami Tensei games and two games with the title Final Fantasy in them. But anyway, okay.
So this is like every other week.
They're not all titled Final Fantasy? Aren't they all the same anyway?
They're all the same game.
Aren't they all the same?
Oh, yes. Okay. First off, for PSP, played more Monster Hunter. So that's nothing new. For the Nintendo DS, played more Shin Megami Tensei Devil Survivor. So that's nothing new.
Nope, definitely not.
But, however, some other games I've been playing. For the PS2, I started playing Persona 3 again. And I'm actually already further than I ever was before. So
when's your stopping point to start over again?
I don't know. Maybe in a couple months. But Persona 3 is a fantastic RPG. It's pretty sweet. You should check it out. I'm playing the FES version, which
Fez.
Is the Fez version, where it's got an additional 30-hour almost
cutscene?
Quasi sequel attached to the game after you beat the game, which is pretty sweet. So I've been starting from the very beginning. So I'm playing it from the get go.
Take it from the top, brother.
Yeah, and. Another game on the Nintendo DS that I've been playing this week. I finally got around to start playing Final Fantasy IV.
Man, you're way late to the party.
No,
the game came out like 20 years ago.
Yeah, and I played it, and I went all the way through it when it came out. But this is the DS remake. It's in 3D, and it's pretty good. I like how everything seems familiar, but at the same time, brand new, because...
A whole new world!
Oh, yeah. And because...
That was awesome.
because it's like the same stages, but they're totally redone. 3D graphics, battle system is totally redone. Everything is redone. And
their mom's redone.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, another thing that's pretty cool about the game is it actually has a little bit of voiceovers, and which is pretty pretty crazy for being a DS game. It's got some of the cutscenes actually has vocal speaking in it, and it's actually pretty good voice work for a DS game. I'll just leave it at that. But I'm really enjoying it. It's like playing something that's very familiar, but at the same time, it feels brand new and fresh. And it's also very, very difficult, because when Final Fantasy IV for Super Nintendo came out, which is actually, it was called II. It's confusing. It was called Final Fantasy II, but it was really Final Fantasy IV, the Japanese version. When I played that, that was actually a dumbed-down version of the game. It's the American easy version, if you will, because the Japanese version was much tougher. And this DS remake is actually based on the gameplay of the Japanese version. So, in other words, it's got a lot more level grinding in it. And another thing that concerns me is that the game actually feels slower than the original 2D version. The battle system feels like it takes roughly about one-third longer to play through. So it's kind of a trade-off. I think it's because it's pushing the DS to its limit. So it's got to be a little bit slow in the gameplay department. But overall, I think it's a good game. If you're a Final Fantasy fan, if you never played Final Fantasy IV, you should definitely play it on the DS. I would say even if you could find it on the Game Boy Advance, you should also play that version as well, because Final Fantasy IV is probably one of the best Final Fantasy stories, or one of the best RPG stories ever done in a game. And I still consider Final Fantasy IV to have the best ending to a video game I've ever played.
Why don't you tell it right now?
It's like over a half hour long. It's got a lot of stuff.
What does this game think it is? Metal Gear.
It actually has a pretty
butt scratcher.
Yeah,
butt scratcher.
But yeah, Final Fantasy IV for DS, great game. All right,
moving on.
Another new game.
So wait, real quick. 25 minutes in, we've already given out all 5 T-shirts.
Sweet.
In case you're. Well, you're listening to this now, and you weren't on Twitter. See, this is why you need to follow us on Twitter during the show, because we just gave out 5 Radio 50 T-shirts to the first 5 people to tweet Radio 50 to us during the show, and it only took 25 minutes from when I first put it up on Twitter to give all 5 away. So, need to follow us on Twitter if you're not already following
T-shirts.
Us. Yeah,
everybody loves T-shirts.
So there you go.
Well, she played Gambus.
Back to you, Gambus.
Excellent
game. Let's play a game for me.
Play a game.
Play that game.
Nah.
Talk about y'all PGs. That interests me.
Yeah. Okay. I picked up a new game for the PSP.
PSP. You can't do it like I can.
Crimson Gem Saga.
I fucking told you a month ago to buy that game.
Yeah. And it is beautiful. It is a beautiful game.
It's freaking awesome, man.
It's traditional 2D sprites, but man, it's a very beautiful game. It's the colors just explode off of the PSP
screen.
Explode
in your mouth.
Yeah. Explode your eyes, more like it. But
I'll say it for him since he got up and didn't have his thing on. Killer Wolverine said that's what your mom said.
Oh.
It explodes in your mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But Crimson...
Not in your hands.
Crimson Gem Saga. Oh,
she's not very good, then.
Really, really cool game. I also like how the battle system is pretty quick. It's got a pretty quick battle system. Considerably quicker than Final Fantasy IV's battle system. So, I'm pretty early in it. I'm just a couple hours into it, so I don't really have much of impressions of the storyline, except that the main character is, like, recovering from a hangover in the very beginning of the game, which is...
Yeah, he's a party animal.
Yeah, which I think is...
Party!
Pretty cool, pretty cool.
You're pretty
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I look up to guys like that, because I can't be like that.
But, yeah, Crimson Gem Saga is it's a beautiful... really well put together Korean role-playing game.
You should read my review.
Ah.
It was an awesome review.
And the review is on ztgamedomain.com.
I have trained you well.
Yes. But on to the next game.
Next one.
I also picked up The King of Fighters 12 for the PS3.
PS Triple.
Yeah. And... it's pretty sweet. I'm not going to lie. It's a good game.
Well, that's good. Nobody wants you to lie.
Yeah, I'm not going to bullcrap around.
Bullcrap.
But it's a good game. It in their advertising campaign, SNK Playmore said that this is rebirth of King of Fighters, and they were not lying. This game feels like basically a remake. Of the first King of Fighters game, it's actually a throwback. It feels like it's simpler than the newer King of Fighters games. I mean, you could take that as a good thing or a bad thing. It is sort of a good thing because it's kind of like with Street Fighter IV. You know, it's deep for the veterans. But at the same time, it's approachable for the newbies or people who have never played a King of Fighters game. It's approachable for new players as well. And it's a pretty good game. I really enjoy it. In terms of the graphics are definitely really cool. I like the character designs and the stages and stuff like that. However... I do not think that the graphics are quite as good as Blaze Blue.
No.
Yeah, no, it's definitely... I just played a couple rounds before the show. It's definitely not as crisp looking as Blaze Blue. At least the character animations aren't. The backgrounds look great. But
yeah, the backgrounds look fantastic.
The characters definitely aren't as crisp as the characters in Blaze Blue.
Yeah, and the backgrounds are completely 2D. So it's the characters and the backgrounds that are two-dimensional, using 2D sprites, unlike Blaze Blue, where it's just the characters were 2D sprites, and the backgrounds were actually 3D, very detailed 3D graphics that would almost be as detailed as sprite animations. But so far, I'm really enjoying King of Fighters. I didn't get that much time to play it because I only received it last night. I went and picked it up, and I like it. It's one of those games where only time will tell of how it will actually stack up against Street Fighter IV and Blaze Blue. All I got to say is, man, 2009, the return of the fighting game.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's no drought of fighting games this year. It's fantastic. I love it. It feels like it's 97 again, you know what I'm saying? Or 98.
98.
Back in the heyday of...
Coincidentally, there was a King of Fighters released in 1998.
Dude, there's a King of Fighters released every year.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's just another year.
But the last game that I played, yes, there is one more game that I played.
Well, your 10 minutes is up.
Yeah. It's a... highly profiled demo for the PSP.
Oh, here we go.
I've been playing a lot of PSP lately. Okay. I played
Final Fantasy.
I played the demo for Final Fantasy Dissidia.
I thought it was Dissidia Final Fantasy.
I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Damn.
Who cares?
I don't give a fuck.
Hate.
Is this game out yet?
Hate.
No. When's it come out?
A month from now.
Write a preview for it.
Dun, 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 dun.
You know better than that.
But yeah, Dissidia.
Yeah,
Final
seriously, write that preview. Oh, and I must say, your King of Fighters, like, review or whatever was better than the OXM review.
Dude,
oh,
the OXM.
Thank you.
Yeah, the OXM review.
We probably, I haven't read it yet.
We probably shouldn't go into it.
Yeah, we won't talk about that.
It's annoying.
Anyway, go ahead.
But Dissidia Final Fantasy is
Dissidia.
Thank you.
He's
thank
never going to talk about
thank
this
you.
Game.
Thank you for correcting me.
I'm not correcting you. I just made that word
Dissidia.
Up. Dissidia.
Okay.
I'm playing at Dissidia.
Ain't that a
okay,
kind of
thing? Called Final Fantasy
Hank
D.
Hill.
I put it in there for my Residential Evil.
Ain't that a kind of tree?
Tom Brader.
A deciduous.
It's one of them that. It's one of them that there. Deciduous things.
Deciduous.
I like
Final
that
Fantasy.
Final Fantasy.
I like that Final.
Yeah. Final Fantasy VII is my favorite game ever. VII. Love that game.
V-I-I.
Don't know why VII stands for. Is that V? What does that mean?
That's victory is imminent.
Must be French. Must be French.
Victory is imminent. But anyway, Dissidia. It's a one-on-one fighting game. Yeah.
Air Guys.
Yeah.
And it
I
is.
I was just thinking of Air Guys.
You should never think about Air Guys.
That was a terrible game. There are people out there who really like Air Guys.
I think
do you
they
believe
smoke
that?
Crack.
Seriously, like
I really think
I see people
crack.
Online every now and then saying, I think some, honestly, now I'm sure that there are, I mean, because every person has their own game tastes, but I think there are some people who just say they like Air Guys because it's connected to Final Fantasy and they never really played it. But Air Guys sucked. I'm sorry, that's just my opinion.
Never mind.
I pooped mind. On it.
Never mind.
There you go.
But, did you play Air Guys, Gambus?
Briefly.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, briefly. I was like, eh.
Couldn't you
know.
Play as the dog? Red XIII?
I think so, yeah.
I think he plays that dog. He had like 12 tails or something. I think he was deformed.
Yeah, I bought Air Guys right when it first came out, thinking it was going to be really awesome.
No, it wasn't.
So it's
and
a
it
Final
was...
Fantasy fighting game?
Yep.
Well, yeah,
it's
a square. It's a square.
Well, it was a square fighting game
right.
that had a couple Final
exactly.
Fantasy characters.
Yeah, that's
oh,
yeah.
So there's no Final Fantasy in the title.
No. It wasn't
well,
officially attached to Final Fantasy. It was a square fighting game with Final Fantasy characters right. in it.
Well, I can't knock it for being Final Fantasy.
No, but you can knock it for sucking.
Well, I don't know. I'll take your word on it.
Anyway, you want to talk about this
anyway,
game?
Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
We're leaving his
you know,
talking
I
for
really
the preview
I really would like
write.
To talk about this game.
Put it in writing and email it to him and do a preview.
Dissidia, talk about it.
Talk about Dissidia. We won't talk anymore.
Yes,
okay, it's a one-on-one fighting game where basically the character roster is made up of 10 heroes from the first 10 Final Fantasy games and... It's also made up of 10 villains from the first 10 Final Fantasy games. So it's basically 20 characters. And so it's basically two characters from each Final Fantasy game. And what's cool about it is like whoever you're fighting against, you hear a theme song from or a piece of music from that particular Final Fantasy game that character is from. Like you're fighting Sephiroth, it's playing the Sephiroth theme. If you're fighting Kefka, it's playing the Kefka theme. And gameplay is really freaking bizarre. Let me think. How should I put this? Zero Tolerance, you probably remember this game. Do you remember a game called Psychic Force for the Sega Dreamcast?
Psychic Force 2012.
Yes.
Yes, where you float around and you fight in midair.
Yeah. So
that game was not very good either.
No.
Well, this game
hopefully is better.
Yeah, I think it is better. It's if you can imagine gameplay. Okay, I'm about ready to blow your guys' minds.
Hold on, let me get a towel.
Okay, the gameplay is sort of a mixture of Psychic Force meets Power Stone meets. Wait for it. Tony Hawk. Because you can actually grind on the environments.
Wow.
And run up the side of walls. Zero Tolerance's
just,
face is like
he just
priceless.
Melted his brain.
Yeah.
Has it got Goldfinger in it?
No.
Damn.
Goldfinger!
He also changed his nationality somehow.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it.
But, yeah, this game has really bizarre gameplay mechanics. You use every single button.
That's good.
On the PSP. Use every
PSP.
Button. And if that's not crazy enough, you also do some things by pushing multiple buttons simultaneously. So you use every single button on the PSP and then some. So it's pretty deep, or you could also say it's kind of convoluted. But I was having a fun time. The graphics are freaking outstanding. Graphics are amazing. Lots of flash. Lots of pyrotechnics.
Unlike the iPhone's camera.
Oh, oh you.
Look at you. Look at you, you little scamp.
I'm so funny.
And the playable demo, you can actually choose from a pretty good selection of characters. You could be you could play as Cloud, Sephiroth, Terra from Final Fantasy VI, which is cool because she switches between her human form and her Esper form. And a lot of the characters actually have more than one form, like Cecil, who I used to call Cecil from Final Fantasy IV. His real name is Cecil. He could switch between the Dark Knight and the Paladin at will.
He could be Christian Bale?
Yes.
Why do you want to grind the level?
You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy.
But you're going to die.
We're fucking done professionally, man. We're fucking done.
My name's Cecil.
Doesn't cut it.
But,
you're fucking off.
It's pretty sweet. And also another pretty crazy obscure character that you can play in the demo is a character from Final Fantasy II called the Onion Knight.
Does he stink?
Probably.
Does he make you cry?
He's a little dude.
Does he slice and dice?
Yeah. Called the Onion Knight.
You wonder why nobody takes you seriously.
But yeah, Final Fantasy Dissidia, it's a fun game. I really like it. It takes a lot getting used to. It's very, very fast-paced, very bizarre.
How bizarre?
There are some fights where you're barely on the ground. There's some fights where I'm levitating, doing crazy jumps that last forever, doing attacks where you'll be like floating like 50 feet away from the character, and then you'll all of a sudden do an air dash like 100 feet away and attack the character, and it's pretty sweet. It's weird because it's third person. It's a third-person one-on-one fighting game, and it's kind of a very distinct feel to it, and the production value is through the roof.
We don't need no water.
Let the mother burn.
It's pretty good. I can't wait to play it. I can't wait to pick it up, because I'm definitely going to pick this game up. and you can level up your characters, which you can't really do in the demo. You just play them because it's a demo. But you can level up your characters, and it's supposed to be a pretty deep game. And I'm really looking forward to it now.
So if I ask nicely, would you have a preview?
If you ask nicely?
Yes. Can you please have a preview by Friday?
By Friday?
It's a preview.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
He's the previews editor now. I just... Just thought I'd throw that out there. So you'd be getting a lot of phone calls like, where's my shit, bitch?
Yeah.
And I will be breaking knees.
Yeah,
the
preview editor asked me to write a preview of a game that I haven't played the series in 6 years.
No one else could do it, and my Xbox is gone. So I thought I'd go to the last person on
the last ditch effort.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
But that's all of my current fondling. In terms of future fondling, probably more of the same. And I'll also be playing
Marvel, baby.
No, he can't.
Not until August.
Oh, that's right. You don't. Oh, that's totally forgot.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
But I'll actually be playing some Wii Sports Resort this week.
Oh, did you pick it up already?
I'll be picking up tomorrow.
I forgot it came out.
Yeah.
It came out today, actually. Yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
Fourth wall.
I'm actually getting the game for my dad. So we can have a little
archery,
and maybe some frisbee throwing.
I just want the sword fighting.
Yeah, the sword fight. You know, some I've heard a couple podcasts of people who've already played, you know, Wii Sports mm-hmm. Resort. And from what I'm hearing, it's supposed to be really freaking fun.
That's what
I heard.
Is it
$50?
I think so.
With Wii Motion Plus.
Wii Motion Plus.
How much is it without? 30?
You don't think you can buy it without?
Yeah, I don't know that you can. I think
you,
it's...
You, oh, you,
I
you can. GameStop is selling it for $25, and Best Buy is selling it for $20.
Without Wii Motion?
Well, just the Wii Motion.
Oh, no, no, no. He's talking about Wii Sports Resort without Wii Motion Plus. Can you buy it without?
I don't think you can play it without it.
I wouldn't imagine.
Yeah, but, I mean, you could buy, like, that Tiger Woods come with it?
And then you have to buy it again?
Right.
I actually heard that you... That from somebody that you could play it without Wii Motion Plus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I think the only way you can buy it, though, is with Wii Motion Plus.
For now, I guess.
Yeah.
That's kind
that
of
makes
stupid.
Sense.
It makes sense, but then it kind of doesn't, since you can buy it with Tiger Woods and other.
But yeah, that's pretty much my future fondling. So there you go. I'm done.
Rock.
I'm spent.
Rock on.
Preview by Friday.
He slides that in there.
Oh, yeah. Also,
listen here, bitches.
Also have to give a shout-out to Drew and Zach from the Evolved Gaming Podcast, because I got to say, Drew's been giving us a shout-out for, like, the past, like, five episodes, man.
That's awesome.
Yep.
We appreciate it big time.
It's like every episode he mentions our podcast.
We got to give him a shout-out.
What's
up, Frustrated Fury?
Frustrated Fury.
Bitches. Follow him on Twitter and play some video game trivia at the early hours of the morning.
Indeed.
Yeah. Good times, good times.
Good time lollipops.
But, yeah, thank you, you guys, over at the guys and gals over at the Evolve Gaming Podcast. You guys rock.
I'm about to bust out my fondling, which is short and sweet, but I'm going to talk about some things.
Yeah.
Some things and some stuff. I wouldn't recommend it. Anyway, I decided to finally beat Blacksite Area 51 the other night, and I realized that I was only 20 minutes from the ending.
Huh.
Hmm.
So.
Gotta love that.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
It's a fun game, though. King of Fighters, which you already talked a lot about. I stepped out of the room, so I didn't get to add my say, but I'm very disappointed in the amount of modes. I'm very, very disappointed in the online. It's very laggy. But I really, really like the game.
It's King of Fighters.
It's King of Fighters. If you don't like King of Fighters, this isn't going to change your opinion.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I got to agree with you there. Yeah, you have to be a you kind of have to be a King of Fighters fan.
And I don't think it's better than either of the other two fighting games that are already out.
You know something? I think I agree with you.
And that disappoints me.
Yeah.
I mean, I still love it, and I'm still going to play the crap out of it, but... With Blaze Blue and Street Fighter already in my library this year, if I was not going to get one of these three, it would be King of Fighters.
But King of Fighters 12, it's just as much of a throwback as it is a modernization.
Yeah.
And that's, you could say that's a good thing, but you could also say that's a problem because, you know, Blaze Blue is definitely going forward from the Guilty Gear series. And, you know, Street Fighter 4 is definitely, you know, Street Fighter 4. It's not Street Fighter 2. You know, well, some people could say this, like reimagining Street Fighter 2. But it goes forward, you know.
Actually, King of Fighters felt like it went backwards.
Yeah, it felt like a backwards. It definitely feels like a redone version of the very first King of Fighters.
Yeah.
Like, it's prettier. And it animates better. But that's it.
And they remove moves. And they simplify a lot of the attack system.
To me, it just feels like they're basically going to start over. And they're going to be releasing another new King of Fighters every year consecutively.
Again.
That adds more to it. And, you know, who knows? I mean, about four or 5 years from now, we'll probably have a King of Fighters that catches up to King of Fighters 11. In terms of, you know, gameplay and variety and character variety and gameplay variety.
Well, if you keep starting over, you'll never catch up to the big dogs.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a part of the problem with the King of Fighters. It does feel like they start over. They basically took the word rebirth literally.
Well, if you're a King of Fighters fan, you should definitely pick it up. If you're just a fighting game fan, you have two better games out there. That's just my opinion. I got to play another kids game this week. I seem to get to play one of those once a week.
You get to play one of those a lot.
And this one I like to call Gerbils of War.
G-Force
is probably up there with Kung Fu Panda as one of the best kids games I've ever played.
Yeah. It looked really good. I saw some video of it.
I was having a lot of fun with it because like you can scan enemies to find their weaknesses. And the story is just awesome.
Kind of like Metroid?
Yeah, it's just like Metroid. But the story is just awesome because your gerbils trying to stop a large corporation from launching a satellite that creates evil appliances.
Wow.
So in other words, it's kind of like the Allspark from the Transformers movie.
Basically, I've been fighting waffle machines and toasters, and bosses are like electronic paper shredders and a Dell computer, I think.
Really? A Dell computer?
That shoots out little microchips that turn into spiders.
It's a Dell.
Yeah.
Dude, and you're getting a Dell to the face.
You're getting a Dell in the face. You can control a fly to like do recon missions and open doors for you.
Well, that's realistic.
Sweet.
Dude, you're a gerbil with a machine gun. How am I supposed to think about realism in this game?
That was the joke. Follow along.
I'm not following along. I'm talking about how awesome G-Force is.
So it kind of plays like Gears of War?
Yeah, it's like a third-person game, and then when you pull the left trigger, you go into the aiming mode, and you have a giant electrical whip that you can just bitch-smack people with.
Cool.
Which is awesome. And here's the thing. This is the thing that really I'm doing a game's kind of line. The thing is, there's an achievement for beating the game in under 8 hours. Kids' games are usually 2 to 4 hours.
Right.
There's an achievement for accomplishing beating the game in under 8. I've played through the first 3 levels, and I am an hour and 45 minutes into the game. And there's 15 levels.
Wow.
Wow.
So.
That's good.
So how's like the graphics? Are the graphics pretty
sweet? I mean, it looks like the movie. I mean, it's not like Ratchet and Clank quality of visuals.
Okay,
but it does look okay. It's very simplified, very much like a kid's game would be.
Is there any kind of multiplayer?
No.
No multiplayer.
Not seen any multiplayer. You can do upgrades, though. Like, you can upgrade your weapons and stuff at vending machines.
The thing that gets me about this game that makes it kind of interesting is the fact you can play it in 3D.
Yeah, you can play it, which I have not done yet. It comes with a pair of 3D glasses, and you can turn on the filter, and you can actually play the game in 3D.
Well, that's the first game that does that, right?
No.
Other games have been in 3D?
Yeah, Space Harrier was in 3D. I'm trying to think of anything modern that was.
Missile Command for the Sega Master System had 3D glasses,
yeah,
which was freaking awesome at the time.
Wow, I can't remember back that far. So
did too many drugs.
It seems like
I was probably like 5.
Seems like there was another relatively modern game.
I thought there was a modern game that used 3D glasses.
At some
point. Hey, Rad Racer.
Rad Racer.
For the original Nintendo.
Which is made by
Square.
Yeah, I know. That blows my mind. They actually used to do other genres.
Yeah, what do you know?
One of the first games they ever did.
And then the last thing I'm going to talk about excites me because that means it's time.
Oh, is it time?
Football is in the air.
Football!
College football came in this week.
Give me a break.
Oh, shut up.
That means baseball's almost over.
I sit here and listen to the show discussion every spring. So now at the end of summer, you have to listen to the football discussion.
Yes!
I got NCAA Football 10. There is one feature about this game that I think I may actually keep this game in my collection for. Team Builder. You can create your own team online, on the website, upload your own logo, edit the entire roster, make your own field. Well, not make your own field. You base your field off of somebody else's, and then you put your logos all over the field. So just as an example, I created the ZTGD Fanboys.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Everybody on the show is in the game, and we have the ZTGD logo on the helmet.
That's awesome.
It's in the middle of the field. The names are on each side of the end zone. And it actually has your stats, and it keeps track of everything, and we can actually let anybody download this once I'm finished with it.
That's cool.
Both platforms.
Wow.
PS3 and 360.
That's
really?
Cool.
Yep.
No, that's really cool.
What position am I playing?
You're wide receiver.
Oh, nice.
How about me?
You're the fullback.
I don't even know what that is. Man, I'm a freaking football noob.
That's all right.
Of course, I'm the quarterback.
Football sucks anyway. Slash kicker.
Yeah, apparently I kick too.
Nice.
I don't know.
Interesting.
It deemed that I'm going to kick the ball, so I thought that was funny. But
I'm the running back in case anyone gives a shit.
Basically, you block for him.
Yeah.
Thing is, when I admit that I don't know anything about football, I kind of feel like I'm un-American.
Well,
it'd be different if you said you didn't know anything about baseball.
He does. We'll leave it at that.
I don't know.
Shut up, dude. Just go with it.
He's just mad because football is now America's pastime, not baseball.
Well, football is awesome.
Damn shame.
But I played this, and it's got some really great other modes, like the Road to Glory mode, where you basically start off as a high school player, and it has a TV-style presentation that works up through the college games, and actually will eventually allow you to draft your player into Madden. And there is a new online dynasty mode where you can play to decide which school is the best, and you can do this in different ways. You can, like, play games against people online, you can play games against your rivals, or you can just play, like, little mini-games, and it uploads it to a leaderboard, and basically whichever school has the most people doing it and the highest scores, that will be the dominant school in the online dynasty. And I took the team that I created and swapped them out with Ohio State and put them in the Big Ten Conference and am playing through a season mode with them. And, like, it keeps track of, like, when you break a record of history. Like, when I was playing, you broke the record for most receiving touchdowns in a game. You're in
That's
the NCAA.
Right.
But he broke the record for the most rushing yards in a game.
Nice.
Hey,
see, we're awesome.
Yes, we are.
I got a question.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
When you're playing in the Ohio State Stadium, is there an option where you can, like riot and, like, pick up cars and turn them over?
Wow.
No, there's not none of that. There's none of that.
Can you be in
the
marching band?
You see, I don't know much about football, but I do know some things.
Can you be in the band?
Well, the presentation is just, no, you can't be in the band.
Shit.
The presentation is completely off the charts this year. Like, at the beginning of the game, the band actually comes down and does the little letters and stuff on the field.
Which is probably the coolest thing I've seen.
Yeah, the presentation is incredible. Like, you can quiet the crowd by using the right stick to, or you can pump them up when you're on
you're
the
like,
defense.
Shut up!
You know, and if you play at home, you have an advantage because it's the home team advantage thing. And it's just, I mean, there are so many little things in that game that make it just incredible. It's a really, really good game.
Interesting.
And when I played it, I was really excited. But see, right after I turned it off, I plugged in Madden 10. Sorry. The demo that's on Xbox Live. And I'm going to eat my words right here.
Uh-oh.
I may actually finally be able to forget about ESPN 2K5.
Really?
This year's Madden is phenomenal.
Holy crap.
This is the best-looking football game I've ever seen. It slows the pace of the game down, so it's more like the NFL. It stat tracks everything. Superb TV-style presentation. Plays phenomenally. One of the best things in both of the games this year is when you're in the pocket and, you know, you're trying to look to see who to throw to, it's hard to keep track of whether or not you're about to get hit and who you're trying to throw to. It's two things to watch. Well, now when you got pressure coming in, the controller vibrates. And it starts
That's
slow when they get close, and when they're real close, it just goes nuts.
Huh.
So it's a really interesting dynamic that works, but
I may actually have to try and play Madden this year.
Madden?
Maybe.
It just...
Maybe.
I'm sitting there watching, and when you're playing the demo, it's a real short demo. It's 1 minute quarters, four quarters. It's the Cowboys versus the Giants. And as you're playing, it shows this little ticker down at the bottom, and it'll say, check out all these new features that are going to be in the game. And, like, it'll tell you how the player's doing through the game. It'll give you updates from around the league. It'll give you updates on everything. It just stat tracks everything. I just can't get over how good it actually is.
Hmm.
I am so excited about playing Madden now. And I haven't been for 5 years.
That's pretty sweet.
I can't believe what they did to this game this year. Just the visual overhaul. Like, I played NCAA, and it looks just like Madden did last year.
You know, I might actually jump on the bandwagon.
I couldn't believe how good it looked.
I still have that Madden, like, what was it, challenge or whatever.
Oh, the IQ thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still in
there.
Still in there.
That's a pretty cool little feature.
And that's another thing I noticed about college football is I played my first game, and I'm playing it on the normal difficulty, and it says it has adaptive AI. Well, I kind of toss that off every now and then. You know, everybody has adaptive AI. Well, I played, and I'm pretty set in what I like to do, how I like to run my plays. The first game, I dominated. Second game, I come out, the computer knew what I was doing and would adjust to it. So it actually did adjust, so I had to change my game up and actually keep myself on my toes to keep playing well. And I was like, wow, it actually did work.
Interesting. No, good. That has me excited to play some Madden this year.
I have to give a lot of respect to Tiburon for actually continuing to upgrade a game they don't have to.
Yeah, right.
They have no reason to make this game any better each year. People are going to buy it. They don't have a choice.
Nope. Thing is, man, with the AI, how it adapts to your gameplay, dude, I'm afraid of how bad the players would be when I start playing it.
And that's the beauty of it, is anybody can play it, you know. It judges you based on how you played in that game, so the next game it will adjust, it will either dumb itself down or make itself smarter. And it makes you a better player because you'd be like, oh god, I'm just tearing these guys apart. And then the next game you're like, ooh, I need to change some things up. And then if you suck that game, it'll go back down. So it just kind of adapts back and forth.
I think that's a pretty smart way of doing things.
That is a pretty smart way.
Because that's how real football works, is each week the teams play, and then whoever plays them the next week looks at what they did last week and says, okay, this is kind of their game plan. So if you want to be a step ahead of them in the next game,
you have to keep
don't
thinking.
Play the way you did yeah. in the last game. So actually makes it very interesting on the field. And if you don't care about all that stuff, you can just dumb it down. You don't have to play with that adaptive AI on. You can just put it. It's got the whole difficulty sliders. Like, you could say, oh, God, I'm getting intercepted every play. Let me dumb down the defensive, you know, quarterbacks or whatever. You can do that individually.
I wish you could do that in real life. God damn it.
No, you can't do that
that
in real life.
That sucks, because I would have been in the Super Bowl.
Oh, here we go.
I'm still a little bitter about last year.
Oh, here we go. You know what got you in the Super Bowl? Is if you were actually
better
good enough to beat the Cardinals.
Hey, shut up. We did the first time in the regular season, all right?
Yeah, well, you didn't when it counted.
Well, no. Thanks to our quarterback.
You're going to yell because I was going to blame it on him, and you want to blame
no,
it on
No, it was
him.
All him, man. I recognized that from when I watched the game. But it's time to move on. It's time to,
yeah,
time to let that go.
My future fondling is I'm going to play some more college football this week for my review, some more G-Force this week for my review.
You didn't play Splosion Man?
Oh, yeah, actually, I did play Splosion Man, but I only played the demo because I haven't got my review code for it yet, and I have to say that it's pretty freaking
is
awesome.
Is it fun? I haven't played it yet.
It's basically just a little platformer, but instead of jumping, you use yourself as an explosion device to jump over stuff, and you can just explode everything. Like, when you explode...
You splode everything.
Yeah, you splode everything.
You don't explode. You splode it.
When you splode somebody and the body part falls off, like pieces of meat... fall out of them.
That's awesome.
And his demeanor in the game is probably the best thing about the game, because when he'll start running, like, sometimes he'll put his arms out to the side and he'll be like, as he's running. It's just hilarious.
So Twisted Pixel's 2 for 2?
Twisted Pixel is definitely 2 for 2. And this is excellent. A lot better than The Mall.
And The Mall is phenomenal.
The Mall was a great game, and this one just blows it away.
Wow.
I mean, it's a phenomenal game. So hopefully I will get my code for that this week, because I really want to play it. Definitely Marvel, baby.
Marvel, baby.
Definitely some Marvel, baby.
It's Marvel. Is that Tuesday or Wednesday?
Wednesday. Where you been on Xbox Live, man?
Huh?
Xbox Live Arcade Wednesday since the beginning of time, brother.
I know. I don't. You know me. I don't pay much attention to the arcade games unless it's something big that I really want.
Every week is the same day. Xbox Live Arcade is on Wednesday, and then
PSN
is on
Thursday. Yeah, I know the PSN one, bud.
Oh, hey, fanboy.
Oh.
You shut your whorish mouth.
Besides that, college football and... I'll probably play the Madden demo a couple more times, and then G-Force for my review, and if anything else shows up this week. But I actually have a pretty calm week, so I may actually get back to playing some older stuff. Might go back and play some Hawks, or... Actually, I'd really like to finish Call of Juarez, because I was really into that.
You played a little bit of Infamous, didn't you?
No, actually, I didn't.
Oh.
Not this week. I did last week.
Oh.
And then I got to a mission towards the end of the game that pissed me off, and I just did not feel like playing it. And I was disappointed in that. Because I'm so close to the end of that game.
Yeah, you really are.
And I want to finish it. I'm really excited to finish it. Fun, that's nasty. Nobody even knows what I was talking about.
No, you just came back out of nowhere. They don't even know that we took a break.
Shh. Shh, you're breaking it. You're breaking it.
We took a break.
We got some news. Which, by the way, did you listen to my news intro last week?
I did.
It was the most awesome thing ever. It was like, oh, we need a news intro. And now the news.
It was priceless.
And I'm back, bitches. I heard your terrible news intro last week. And to be honest, it made me want to die.
Good.
Also, I should mention that even though I am always mysteriously absent the weeks that the Wombat is absent, you should not infer anything about our relationship from that. And now!
Thank you, Dayton.
News for Gamers Internet Star Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt, brought to you by Quarterly Financial Statements. Because apparently, according to some incredibly boring-ass people on our website, it's more fun to argue about those than actually play any video games. And now your host, the guy who does the worst impression of me ever, Zero Tolerance.
And now we have some Killer Wolverines Weekly Dirt. I'm going to talk about it. And then I'm going to go kiss Wombat because that's what I do.
You shut your harsh mouth.
What just happened? Holy shit, I got to go.
I will
botch
you, sir.
Get a camera.
I will botch you in a gentlemanly style.
Oh, I'll be gentle.
What?
Anyway.
Bad timing.
We have some...
I twirl my mustache at you in disgust.
Is it your curly mustache?
It is.
Sweet.
It's Marvel, baby!
Is that a can of Pringles in your pocket, or you just happen to see me?
Oh, that's man. Gross.
I refuse to comment on such lewd and lavacious subject matter.
Come on, pop the top.
Oh, for God's sake.
I can't carry on this conversation any longer. You are clearly a brute with no social skills.
So Halo Waypoint.
Halo Waypoint details.
Yeah, the news, video game news.
It's coming to Xbox Live this fall. It was announced at Comic-Con. What is Waypoint, Killer Wolverine, so I don't have to read all this?
You know? Put me on the spot. No, I don't actually have it written down on my arm, so I can't cheat. What the fuck? I don't know what it is. It's a
place where you can download Halo shit.
It's like a home destiny.
Yeah, it's not like great. It's not like an actual game.
No,
oh,
it's
great.
Just like
it's
a,
like home
where you can download stuff. It's like a home destination.
It's called Halo.
Wow,
that was awful.
Halo.
You need Halo. To grow up.
I growed up yesterday.
No, you didn't.
Gears of War armor is coming soon for your 360 avatar. Which, did you watch any of the videos from the preview of the new dashboard?
No.
Did you know you could get a radio-controlled Warthog?
Really?
And drive it around as your avatar? Yeah, it's like $5.
Yeah.
I'm
you
like,
can drive
no.
it around as your avatar?
Your avatar can have props now.
Oh.
And one of them is he's holding a remote control and he's driving a Warthog around his feet.
Nice.
For
wow.
$5.
Do you have any control over the Warthog?
I have no idea. I know it's one of them is like he has a giant
dumb if you don't.
Q-tip.
What?
I don't know.
Why would he have a giant Q-tip?
I don't know, so he could beat somebody with it? If you could beat other
won't
avatars,
do too much damage.
If you could beat other
it's
avatars with a Q-tip, like in American Gladiators, I would buy it.
American Gladiators,
like if you could get in an Xbox Live party and they started dueling with the Q-tips,
they should do. No. They should do Avatar American Gladiators. There's an idea. That would be awesome.
That would be
make it like 1 versus 100, but do
one
Avatar
versus
American
a million.
And in the most exciting news of the week for me. Star Wars The Force Unleashed, what's it called, the Sith, what?
Ultimate Sith Edition,
basically throws the cannon out of the water as DLC, and it's called What If the Dark Side Had Won?
Mm-hmm. Really?
You get to fight Obi-Wan, you get to fight Luke, you get to fight Boba Fett, all this
Sweet.
DLC looks badass. I am so pumped for this DLC. And it's coming to PC and Mac, Xbox Live, and PlayStation Network.
Awesome.
In the fall.
In the fall. Which, you should watch the trailer if you haven't seen it yet.
Yep.
It's awesome.
I'm glad I still have Force Unleashed.
Yeah, it's going to be a great pack. I'm just curious how much it's going to cost. Did they have a price on it?
I didn't see a price.
Okay. Because it seems like it's pretty substantial. The trailer
I'm sure it'll
actually
be $20.
Yeah, the trailer actually shows him fighting Kenobi and Skywalker.
Nice.
So...
Awesome.
And he's got a new outfit, which it looks badass.
Doesn't it take place at the end of the actual game?
Yeah.
If I read that
correctly. It basically, I think it assumes that you killed
Darth
Vader instead of the Emperor.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Ninja Gaiden 2 Team Missions video. You can watch a video of the co-op mode on Killer Wolverine's blog. The Collector's Edition will also be available, imagine that, at GameStop with a 30-page prologue comic, a mini strategy guide, art gallery, and commentary from Team Ninja, but not Itagaki, because he's not there
anymore. Because he's not there anymore.
Some new features for NHL 2K10.
Which looks awesome.
New gameplay mechanics, enhanced presentation, improved franchise, new co-op play in franchise. Franchise blog and integration with the website. New online modes, new create a team mode, and obviously new Wii features for Wii Motion Plus and Wii Speak. It's coming September 15th.
Huh.
PlayStation Network is now on Sony VAIO televisions.
Computers.
Computers, I'm sorry.
VAIO's the computer.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense.
Well, this is your news. Shut up. You don't even know what Halo Waypoint was.
Yeah, thanks for calling me out, man.
You're supposed to be the editor in chief.
Yeah, doesn't mean I have to read it all.
Not you.
I'm not controlling his blog, though.
But you're supposed to be the editor in chief
of the main site, not his blog.
Oh,
that's all him.
It's part of you.
Well, then you're supposed to be the editor in chief.
I can't keep
I'm
up.
I'm gonna make you part of me.
Wow.
This chainsaw's a part of me. Now I'm gonna
now
make,
I'm
it,
gonna
part
make
of
it a part of you.
That's all right.
Keep it.
Wow.
Great film. If you haven't seen The Running Man, go out and watch it
right now.
Hey, Lighthead. Hey, Christmas Tree.
IL-2 Sturmovik. Birds of Prey has been dated.
But it's not actually about Birds of Prey.
No, it's like planes, dude.
Yeah.
Where's the date?
So, September not 15th. Actually
September
about
15th.
Birds of Prey.
It's in the first paragraph.
I'm not looking at that.
What, are you looking at the pretty picture?
He can't read.
PS3. Oh. Skip for the DS. What? Ugh. There's apparently some fierce gear for Tekken 6 coming.
Fierce!
So you can wear tap-out t-shirts.
Really?
Yeah, that's kind of stupid.
Huh. No, I mean, it's kind of...
So you want to pay for new outfits?
No, I don't want to pay for it. I'm just saying that that's good integration, because tap-out is a popular MMA brand, quote-unquote. So it's kind of cool that they're incorporating that into a fighting game like Tekken. I think that's kind of
why
neat.
I put that in the week.
I wouldn't buy it, but I think it's kind of neat.
DJ Hero spins into new Kid Cudi music with the Black Eyed Peas. Boom, boom, pow.
Yeah.
You can play some DJ Hero.
And six people cared, and they were all high on ecstasy. Let's move on.
New X Games events are exclusive to Dirt 2, which Dirt 2 looks to be just freaking awesome.
It looks dirty.
The first Dirt was awesome.
Yeah, the first Dirt was awesome.
Yeah,
we're gonna keep dragging it out like that.
Dirt 2 Electric Boogaloo. Well, I'm waiting on the page to load.
Yeah, I know. We're vamping for a minute while he loads his page.
Hot Comic Con 2009. I can't talk.
Let's start over again.
Hot Comic Con 2009 announcements from Capcom. Some new great Capcom news: Ace Attorney Investigation, Miles Edgeworth, and Fate Unlimited codes. They're coming. Fate Unlimited is coming to PlayStation Store in early September for the PlayStation Portable.
PSP.
And then fighting game.
Of course, Ace Attorney Investigation Miles Edgeworth is February 16th, 2010 for the DS.
Nintendo a dual screen.
And we're not going to talk about bringing your PSP to Comic-Con because it's over.
It's over.
We knew it would happen, but Activision has figured out a way to put the Hero games on the DS Lite. Which, that's a very interesting look there.
Yeah.
You got some drum pads on the buttons.
The drum thing is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow.
I didn't see how they were going to do the guitar for it.
I imagine it's the same thing. It's the four colors.
Well,
so you just hit the colors.
You put it on the thumbsticks? Over the
buttons. Well, you probably don't have to strum.
Yeah, you just have to touch the buttons for the colors.
Oh, so that's just the guitar as well.
Yeah that's
probably.
Like all
that
of it.
That would be my guess.
I wonder if you get to talk into the microphone to sing.
That would be interesting, to say the least.
The behemoth.
Man, you're having some struggles today.
It's kind of like Project Trico, where they're just going to call it Game 3.
For now.
I bet it's a side-scrolling platformer where you beat up people.
Well, that's what it looks like.
Well,
yeah. Considering you have a picture of it in front of you, that's not very prophetic.
And I'm sure it's going to be awesome.
I'm sure it will, too.
I'm sure it's going to be buggy.
Shut up. Because did they ever get that Castle Crashers patch out?
Maybe they think about that before making a new game.
I don't know, but it's coming out on PS2 or 3.
PSN.
It's coming out on PS2, huh? Apparently I'm not the only one with a problem.
Yeah, shut your mouth.
Motherfucker. EA Montreal signs renowned comic artist Chris, Bachalo?
Sure, we're on that.
Sure, why not?
And Jock. Just a Jock?
This guy named Jock lives
Army
down the street
of two
in a box.
40th day, so apparently it's going to be written by...
Comic people.
Comic people, so it might actually be good this time.
Well,
it was
we'll
good
see.
Last time.
I'm talking about the story. The story was kind of stupid last time.
Well, you're kind of stupid.
Well, that was part of its charm, wasn't it?
EA's Battlefield 1943 shatter sales records for download-only games. It was like 600,000 units. Yeah, 600,000 copies between the two systems, which is just insane.
Oh, that's
you know,
a,
I'm,
that's
I'm,
a lot.
I'm actually thinking about getting Battlefield 1943.
It's fun times. It's a good game.
Yeah.
Halo Legends anime unveiled. So instead of a movie, we're going to do anime.
Hey, it'll probably work out better, to be honest.
Probably.
Trailer looks kind of interesting.
There's a lot of info about this.
Yeah.
There's the trailer.
You can skip the next one because that was, you know, day before.
God, this thing moves slow.
They're releasing an Assassin's Creed anime, too?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I don't even like anime. That's kind of interesting.
Apparently, a PSP movie rental service has launched in Japan.
There you go.
You download up to 10 titles, and they last 72 hours. So it's kind of just like the PS3.
Yep.
Star Trek DAC is coming to PlayStation Network. Have fun with that.
Did we ever figure out what DAC stood for?
Nope.
Because I remember us asking that before, I don't think we ever actually any initiative to figure out what it was supposed to stand
crap.
For. Wow, that's not going to win you any points.
I don't need any points. Need for Speed Nitro in
Nitro.
All capital letters, so it's
Nitro.
You know that it's extreme if it's in all capital letters.
Damn right.
It's a shame it doesn't have a Z on the end of it.
It's coming for the Wii and the DS on November 17th.
Oh, you know it's extreme if it's on the Wii and DS.
It's totally extreme.
It'll knock your grandpa out of the rocker.
Borderlands is apparently have a solid date October 23rd.
Oh, I can't wait for Borderlands.
In the UK.
No. I still can't wait for Borderlands.
hopefully
October
that means it'll
20th
be out
in
this
North
year.
America. Is that right here?
Hopefully it'll be out this year. We hope. I don't count on it.
We'll see.
As we already mentioned, Castle Crashers is coming to the PS3, so hopefully you guys will get the fixed one.
Yay!
Because the other one's still broken.
Still a good game.
Sequel to End War in the works.
Which you can also buy at GameStop for $20 right now.
The Ballad of Gay Tony is coming soon.
Yeah, real
soon. October 29th. So,
I'm sure you'll see more male genitalia.
I don't know. That would be ironic, wouldn't it? A biker one has male genitalia, and the Ballad of Gay Tony does not.
That would be pretty funny.
I wouldn't put it past Rockstar just to do that.
Yeah.
I didn't watch that, so I can't talk about it. Two of the... they weren't developers. They were... Oh. What's the word I want to use? They were like executives.
Right.
For the... The team that made Dead Space have left EA to go to Activision. And everybody made a big deal about this. They were executives.
Right.
They didn't make the game.
No, but they were behind the scenes on it.
They were behind the scenes, but, you know, it would be a bigger deal if the actual development team...
Left.
...was leaving to go there, yeah. More talk about Band Hero. The website's at bandhero.com. You know, I watched the trailer for that. I don't think that game's for me. Just don't. That's a creepy picture.
Wow. Who is that?
That's AFI.
Collection of people that Killer Wolverine probably likes.
I like AFI, and he likes them too, so eat it.
24 more tracks have been announced for...
You both need to go put on some mascara and cry in the corner.
Or we should go...
Shh, be quiet.
Sing about our truck.
Be quiet, Twitty.
Or you could go cut yourself.
Shh, Conway, be quiet.
I don't listen to Conway, Twitty.
I bet you do.
I don't.
I bet he does drugs.
Hey, Billy Idol, Dancing with Myself.
Dancing with myself. Guitar Hero 5 soundtrack is actually really good. You got Iron Maiden, AFI, Perfect Circle, Billy Idol, Bush, Duran Duran.
Rush.
Well, Rush is in everything, dude.
Yeah, and it's a good thing.
Oh, hey, Why Bother from Weezer.
Yeah,
that's a great song.
There's a lot of songs in that. And Public Enemy featuring Zakk Wylde just cracks
me
up.
It's gonna hurt
me. I know you know who the Derek Trucks Band is.
I have no idea who that is.
The song's called Yunk Funk.
Yunk Funk.
Metalocalypse is coming to Xbox Live, Arcade, and PlayStation Network. from the Adult Swim game.
It's pretty big, too, because the
picture
is pretty
That is a very angry picture of Lou Ferrigno.
And Stan Lee.
And Stan Lee.
I guess Metalocalypse isn't worth mentioning.
What? You want to talk about
Metalocalypse? Well, I'm just saying, it's pretty big. The show's got a huge following, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but so does South Park, but all the games have sucked.
Well,
it's true.
Well, have you seen screenshots or any more info on what the XBLA game is?
No.
It's Tower Defense.
Yeah. Oh, no, 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 no. Yep. Kart racing didn't work. First-person shooters didn't work. Trivia games didn't work. Now they're going to ruin tower defense games? God, South Park.
Wow, you have no faith.
Dude.
I have no
They
faith
have no
South
track
Park.
Record.
Well, you're right. They don't. But, hey, it's starting over point. Let's see if they can't fuck it up.
Stan Lee is going to appear in Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, which is actually really cool.
Which you might want to go ahead and say your news about it because I didn't have it in here. About the platform specific.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Apparently there's going to be platform specific characters for Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Boo!
Too,
exactly.
Which is a big giant boo from us.
Huge boo.
I don't
that like gets that. The that
you
gets the
that.
Big giant N4G podcast stamp of disapproval.
So does this game.
Yeah, so does Marvel Superhero Squad.
God, look at Wolverine smiling.
He's actually smiling.
And Iron Man has eyes. Like real eyes.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. Like
he does.
He has eyes,
hell?
Man.
It's for kids. Move
I don't
on.
Care.
Jesus.
Oh God, it looks terrible.
It's about the light. Game. It's about the lighter side of being a superhero and protecting the world from.
This didn't
minutes.
Stop either one of you Marvel fanboys from ripping the shit out of Spider-Man: Friend or Foe.
Spider-Man: Friend or Foe deserved to be ripped.
Yeah,
and so does
and
Superhero
so does,
Squad.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's a kids' game, so quit whipping on it. You're hurting people's feelings.
No,
I bet the main character's Dazzler.
Oh,
he's bedazzled.
Oh, Dazzler.
Sega announces the Bayonetta re-envisioned art contest. Okay.
Why are they asking for a re-envisioned for a game that has yet to come out?
Because they're delaying it till next year.
Uh-huh.
Sega's announced details for Iron Man 2. Among the bullet points are, we promise it'll be better than the first.
Yeah. You just stole the joke that I was going to make if you didn't make it. So.
Well, also, the other tagline is, because the first one just couldn't get much worse.
Yeah.
Oh, you.
Hey. Come on, buy ours, because the first one's...
It might be better. Look at Transformers.
Hey, the second Transformers game was good, but there was a reason. They switched developers.
Yeah.
You don't hire Traveler's Tales to do an action game. You hire Traveler's Tales to make Lego games, period. They don't make anything else. Uncharted 2 release date. And look, we have three different versions.
Boo!
Amazon.com, Game Crazy, and GameStop. Amazon.com, you get a treasure map.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Game Crazy gives you exclusive currency for the multiplayer.
What?
And GameStop gives you access to the multiplayer demo and downloadable revenge attribute.
Did you have the details for the Gold Rush multiplayer?
Revenge!
Because that was before that. Well, it was newer than that.
No, don't have, sorry. The Watchmen, The End is Nigh. Available.
The End is Nigh.
Only in disc form. So if you bought the first one, you now have to buy both of them if you want to play the second one.
That's kind of stupid.
So if you bought the first one, F you.
Well, not until August.
August 26th. Then you can buy the second one. But if you want to play it now.
So it's timed exclusive.
But the Blu-ray disc is awesome because it comes with the Blu-ray and both games for $50. Which is a pretty sweet deal.
I saw that at the store. It looked pretty sweet.
And the first game was good.
I played the demo.
Twisted Pixel lets down President and the country with a Wednesday Explosion Man release.
That's so awesome.
Because you all know what
because Barack Obama said people need to put away the Xbox. Kids need to put away the Xbox.
And start playing the Wii, apparently, because he has one in the White House.
I'm sure he's got all the systems in there.
No, he does. He just has a Wii.
I don't want to comment.
Sure, he wants kids to be more active instead of playing games for 19 hours out of the day.
And the most original name for a game ever, South Peak announces Music.
Wow, you really went out on a limb with that one.
For the DS.
Hmm.
There you go.
Baseball Blast!
The headline, hold on, you have to read the headline on this one.
2K Sports gets zany with Baseball Blast.
That's one of those words that your parents use that they think is cool.
It's
zany.
A bunch of mini games and, you know, Wii motion flopping around.
It's zany!
So they're adding another arcade-type baseball?
Yes.
Yep, as if we needed another one. Disney Interactive Studios released G-Force this week, which, if your kids are into the movie, you should check it out.
Or if you just really, really like guinea pigs.
Yeah, dude, seriously. That's awesome. O Games. Oh! announces 8-ball All-Stars coming soon. Apparently, it's all one word.
Yeah, it is.
So, I wonder if...
no, I know it is, but I think that's funny.
I wonder if it'll be better than every other pool game that's ever been released ever.
I don't think anything will ever beat Bank Shot Billiards on Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah, that title doesn't give anything away about the next story, so you have to read it. Good luck with that.
Xbox 360 unleashes entertainment sensations for superheroes of every stripe at Comic-Con.
What?
Yeah, what does that mean? Comic-Con's over, so I'm going to skip this whole big chunk
of
text.
This is huge, but there's some hidden stuff in there about when the dashboard's coming out. August 11th, I think, and there's some other shit in there. So.
Yeah, it's awesome that the new dashboard thing is like they just announced it was coming, and now it's like coming.
And now
out.
It's
like,
coming, yeah.
Yeah, it's like boom. Yeah, that's how
I
they
much
should
prefer
do it.
That to, hey, in like 8 months, we're going to bring this out. So keep an eye out.
I guess no one
we're
here signed
wily,
up to
we're zany
it.
Like that.
I mean, you couldn't sign up to preview it. I couldn't. He couldn't. I don't know if you signed up to
you
preview it.
You can sign up, but it wouldn't do you any good because none of us have Netflix.
Yeah.
Well, two of us here don't have a fucking Xbox.
Well, yeah, yeah. That's your own problem.
No, it's not.
I just like to say it is because it burns your ass.
It's not like I, you know, willed it to Red Ring.
I think you did.
Oh, I did? Secretly. I hate you, Microsoft Xbox 360 Red
it's
Ring.
It's because you
Red
started
Ring.
Talking shit about it on the podcast.
He dared
like,
it to. I heard him. He said, do it. Go ahead, Red Ring. Red Ring, I dare you.
Saboteur is going to be coming out on December 8th, and if you have not checked this game out, you
it
should.
It looks awesome.
It looks fantastic.
Looks really good. Let's hope Pandemic... It makes a good game this time.
I love the art style. It's and the way... Oh.
I don't really know anything about this, so I'll just read it. Phenomics Epic RTS Battleforge expands with Battleforge Renegade Edition.
Yeah, so if you're one of the six people that plays Battleforge, there's a new edition coming out.
To become a renegade.
Carlos Santana is going to lend some smooth grooves to Guitar Hero 5. Smooth grooves.
Let's hear it for Carlos Santana.
He's going to be in there.
Got a black magic woman.
Call of Duty World at War Map Pack 3. This game is really doing well.
Yeah, it really is.
So three more maps coming to Xbox Live and PlayStation 3.
In August.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got to release all those maps so they can charge even more for Call of Duty 5.
You mean Modern
or
Warfare 6,
yeah, whatever the fuck it is. I don't even know what number it is.
Does it matter if they're good?
No.
Does it matter how much they pay? How much they charge for them? Yes.
$60.
Well, they're
if you
screwing.
Don't want the fucking night vision goggles,
no, but they're you didn't read the story about the European pricing? It's going to be more expensive than any other game.
Yeah, I did see that. Just bullshit.
Well, I don't know anything about that. But Gears of War 2 Dark Corners DLC is coming.
Woohoo!
Soon.
Read the description.
Soon.
What?
The
single player
paragraph.
Details. It's a 90-minute section that was actually snipped out of Gears of War 2, where Marcus and Dom are holding hands.
Oh, shit.
Oh, making out.
They're actually going they're going to the Locust homeworld. They're basically suited up in Locust armor and have a choice because they knocked out a couple of Therons. They can go in guns a-blazing as they always do, Rambo style, or they can go with more stealth approach and hug each other.
Or they could go Brokeback style.
Whoa,
you shut up.
My love.
That's awesome.
My darling.
That is awesome.
What's awesome is this contest.
Is this contest over?
It's 10 days from whenever that was posted, so I think it's still going on for a couple more days.
So 10 days, 10 Wii's, 10 iPhones. Go to swaptree.com/giveaway and
read the details there. You
qualifying gotta... is free and as easy as sending out a tweet or joining a Facebook fan page.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's the new iPhone, too, the 3GS, so...
They're giving away 10. 10 and 10. It's a 10-10-10 contest.
Only a couple more days left of that contest. So
rock it out, brother.
Get your...
Let's pound it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now I'm going to try to do this. Questions coming in. This guy says we have a tough time pronouncing his name, but he says it's Zha Zha Zha.
Zha Zha Zha.
He says, hello, N4G Radio, first of all. You guys rock.
Thank you.
Second of all, I know my nickname may be a pain in the ass to pronounce, but it's pronounced J-A-J-A-J-A-J. I would
either say ya
or ja 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 whatever, like Zha Zha Gabor. But I guess this won't be any help to you, and if that case, just call me Why. So there you go.
Why.
To the questions. In a recent episode of the show, you guys rated your top three games on a boatload of systems. Wombat listed Champions of Norrath on the PlayStation 2.
Great game.
Which got me really excited because I like the sequel a lot. Champions Return to Arms. Do you also like Champions Return to Arms?
Yes, I do. That was another very good game. I prefer the first one, but the second one was really good.
Says, I personally got blown away by it and have been wishing for a sequel or a similar game for the next generation consoles. The closest thing so far was Sacred 2 Fallen Angel, but I don't like the complexness of it. So, there you go. Second question, will your monthly podcast replace the non-video podcast? What monthly podcast? What monthly
video? Yeah, the monthly podcast that we've been working on for several months.
Hey, we released an episode a couple weeks ago, and it was good. I like
that was
show.
Just the breaking the seal, though, right?
Yeah, but that's just a show. Yeah. I don't think we're actually going to ever make it to a video
podcast. We still have
podcast.
We still need to post Con Rocking out.
Yeah.
I still want to do Ask Gambus. I think I want to get that started this week.
You said that last week.
I know, but I think I'm saying it on the show.
Didn't you say it on the show last week? No,
I
didn't.
No, I didn't. So I'm saying it now.
All right, we got to hold to it now. We have, you know, witnesses.
You have nothing. Do you bite your nails?
Yes.
No.
Sometimes. Not often. Sometimes.
I do.
I don't.
I know, I do. His favorite video game of all time is Gex.
Really?
Published by Crystal Dynamics.
Crystal
Have you
D.
ever played it? If so, what do you think? Yes, I
did.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Soylent Green is good.
I remember playing it briefly. Wasn't out for 3DO?
Yes, and for PlayStation 1 and Saturn.
I think I played the 3DO version. It's pretty good.
I laughed at his awesome one-liners, which were awesome. Which, what was the guy's name? Dana Gould.
Yeah.
Was the guy that did the voice. Stand-up comedian. Awesome. It's too bad the sequels were terrible. Yes, they were.
They were awful.
They shouldn't have been in 3D. They should have kept it 2D. Totally agree with that. It was a great game.
Oh, yeah. Here you go. I'm going to interrupt you real quick because I mentioned it. Now I have to follow up. This fall, Activision plans to release its hotly anticipated shooter, Modern Warfare 2, for sale in Britain at the price of £54.99. I don't know exactly how to say that, which is the equivalent of $90 U.S.
Wow.
A special prestige bundle will be even more expensive.
Holy crap.
It's ridiculous.
And Activision says that the price hike will be good for gaming.
Yeah, right.
And Ryan says,
did they actually say that? Quit trying to justify yourself. Wow, they are just shooting themselves in the foot.
I'm pretty sure they did. Somebody said it would be good for gaming.
Threatening to stop supporting PS3 and saying that. How do you say that's good for gaming?
Well, hold on. Let me see who said it. I don't want to
shoot
off at the hip. Without,
I'll tell you. Said dumb
somebody said it's good for gaming. I disagree, but.
I think everyone will disagree on that.
Yeah.
But we'll move on until you find it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Continue.
Rate these bands from 1 to 10. No effects.
8.
10, bitches.
7.
Yeah, go ahead.
No effects. you know what? I'll give them a 4 just because I like their song titles. I think their song titles are funny.
Paramore.
9.
I didn't expect that from you.
I didn't really either.
Actually,
I gave you the look.
It's too fucking late. I got a 9.
I got their newest album.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to read.
Yeah, I like Paramore.
Oh, no. It's just this dude from this magazine that thinks it's a good idea.
Oh, well, he's stupid.
Activision is claiming it's because of the weakness of the British pound.
Stupid.
Okay.
So
it's either way. It's
that's what they say. Paramore? I'll give him a 6. Alex likes him.
5.
12.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not.
12.
I'll give him a 5.
Well, I expected more out of you.
What? You expected me to give him higher?
None of these bands are really in my wheelhouse. I'm disappointed.
Pearl Jam.
-5.
7.
2.
Well, I'll tell you, I liked Pearl Jam better than when they were called Creed. No, I'm just kidding. Pearl Jam gets a 2 from me. I can't stand Eddie Vedder. I can't stand him. He annoys the shit out of me.
Social Distortion?
I don't know. Unknown.
Am I the only one that does? Do you know?
No, I know Social Distortion. I'll give Social Distortion a 6. It's not really my type of music, but
5.
All their songs sound exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
How about The Hives? I know you know The Hives.
Maybe about a 7.
I'm going to give The Hives a 2.
I'll give them a 3.
I'll give them a 0.
There you go. Last question. Tell me about your worst gaming experience. Anything from screaming 12-year-olds to having a broken toilet in The Sims.
Oh.
Hmm.
My worst gaming experience.
Uh-oh, GamersCon had his face
lined
up.
Yeah, no, go ahead. I'm just trying to think.
Okay, I got a story. This is a story, okay?
It's GamersCon story time. Yeah. We need a little sound effect.
Yes. Mine probably has something to do with air, guys.
Way back in the day, this is like probably about 87. I was part of the Cub Scouts, right? And I had a little Cub Scout party over at my house. Yeah. Yeah, you can laugh.
By back in the day, he means about a year and a half ago.
Yeah. But anyway, a lot of my friends from the same troop that I was in, we were playing Nintendo, right? We played some Super Mario Brothers, some other games, stuff like that.
Do you guys
get
a badge for that?
No. I wish we would. That would be awesome.
The awesome.
But anyway, some of the Cub Scouts left, and there was only two of them that remained, and they were brothers, and they were the sons of the den mother. Yeah, that's pretty funny, and and they wanted to play Legend of Zelda.
Are we gonna get back to the story?
But yeah, I just had to go there. Yeah. But anyway, they started playing it, and it got to the part. Let me think. They didn't. They were still in the menu screen where you pick the name, and I was like, dude, let me pick it. You'll end up deleting it. And they're like, no, man. We know how to play. And I'm like, you never played this game before. I'm close to beating this game. Let me load the game. And they're like, no, we got it. The dude accidentally presses delete and freaking deletes my game.
Oh.
And this is back in the day when it was really, strategy guides were scarce. I pretty much discovered most of the game on my own. And I spent many, 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 many hours figuring out how to play it and do things. But anyway, when he deleted my game, I stared at the screen for like 20 seconds in disbelief and building anger. And I basically just stood up, and I was just so angry. I didn't really explode or anything. I just took a deep breath, an angrily deep breath, but calm. And I was just like, I think you guys need to call your mom. I think you guys need to go. And I didn't even talk to him for the rest of the day. They just went to the living room, and they were like all quiet and like looking at each other, like giving these weird looks, like, oh my God, Jason just flipped out. And I didn't even say anything to him. I was just walking around the house and
all distraught.
Just pacing. Like all those hours down the drain. It was like, I was really mad. I didn't flip out on them, but at the same time, I just calmly told them that they needed to leave.
Y'all need to get the fuck out.
Y'all need to get the fuck
out. But yeah, that was probably one of the worst times in my gaming experience.
Dude, I don't know.
I have a very similar story to his.
I haven't had a lot of awful times. Go ahead and tell yours, and then I'll try and think of.
I remember when I was young, the same thing. Super Nintendo, Super Mario World, I had beaten everything. I had everything unlocked, including the 50, like, mystery world in the Star World.
Oh, man, those were tough.
Every single one of them were beat. Everything was unlocked. I let my nieces go play Super Mario World.
Uh-oh.
I come back, and I turn on my game. They're on level 1-3 on my save. Everything else was gone. I ran through the house like a madman, though. See, I'm not like GamersCon all calm and shit. I'm like running around the house. You knew you couldn't play the game. Deleted my save like 150
years of time.
Took you 150 years to get that.
I'm only 14. So, yeah, that was, that really hurt. I'm like, oh, no.
It's like your whole world just kind of.
Well, yeah, at that point in my life, you know, Super Mario World was a big chunk of my life. It's not like now, you know. Back then, I'm like, all I have was Super Mario World and McDonald's.
That's and all I have.
You took away half of my life.
Half of my life just went up in flames in 2 seconds, just like that. Oh, man. I feel
for
you.
I'm trying to think.
Those special world stages were freaking tough.
I remember being incredibly upset when I was a kid when my friend stepped on my Game Genie and broke it.
Oh,
that was pretty. That was a pretty awful day.
You son of a bitch!
When I had to schlock my way through Big Willy Unleashed on the Wii to review it, that was a pretty awful day. And I seem to remember, you know, one of the worst gaming memories that I have actually is connected to Champions of Norrath, because I remember we were all trying to get online to play Champions of Norrath. Yeah, and it kept over and over and over again. It would kick us off. That was one of the worst gaming experiences that I can remember, because I remember being like really wanting to play online and getting incredibly frustrated at it kicking us off.
Every five
I think that was
minutes.
Me, you, and Ernie.
Yeah, it just kept kicking us off over and over, and it wouldn't save anything.
Right.
So we'd do a couple quests, and it's like, poof.
Yeah.
Then kick you off again, then kick you off again. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that was frustrating. That was frustrating.
That sounds terrible.
It was pretty terrible.
But
I don't really have anything terrible, except for when I try to do review my Red Ring map. And
dude, everything Killer Wolverine gaming related is terrible. Everything.
He's breaking shit left and right.
You get red rings, you get broken controllers.
Well, that's my own fault.
Dude,
red ring is not my fault.
I threw a place that the only controller I've ever thrown in my entire life was playing Tekken 5. And because the boss in that was so freaking cheap, I remember throwing the controller and hitting the wooden door of the entertainment center that I had when I was in college and breaking the wooden door and the controller in the process. And then immediately afterwards, I remember feeling like the biggest idiot on the entire planet.
It's all right. Gambus Khan saw the only time I ever threw a controller, and he got nervous. It's when I was playing Ninja Guy, the original Ninja Guy on Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
And he's sitting there watching
that.
And I'm fighting Alma.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And I'm just sitting there, and I'm getting madder every time she kills me. I'm getting madder every time she kills me. And all of a sudden, I just couldn't take it anymore, and I just flung that motherfucker across the room.
You just chucked it.
And Gambus is like, whoop, I think it's about time for me to go.
You're starting to scare me a little bit.
I remember seeing the anger on your face when you threw that controller. It was almost like you wanted to kill somebody.
Oh, that game was pissing me off.
Yeah. Because you were getting owned by that boss, like, continuously.
Over and over and over again.
I mean, I think I showed up, like, when you was fighting Alma. And I was just watching you playing it. I think I saw you attempt to beat Alma, like, something like 15, 20 times while I was actually there. I don't know how many times you played against her before I arrived. And you just chucked the controller, and I was just like, well, I think I better be leaving now.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you later.
See you later.
Try not to kill anybody.
I don't think we got time to get into this one.
No, I don't think
I'm going to save this. There's good stuff in here, though.
Yeah,
so
really good stuff.
I want to keep that one.
We're going to skip that one.
We're going to do this one's real short. This comes from Blood Mask, who, if anybody's on the forums, knows him very well. He's very popular.
Yeah.
He says, do you like to eat steak with steak sauce, or do you prefer...
Or do you prefer Killer Wolverine sneezing in your ear in the middle of the podcast?
No, you didn't hear. Do you prefer to enjoy the flavor of steak itself?
Hmm.
I actually, I don't know. I kind of vary. Sometimes I like steak sauce. Not usually. I prefer actually steak with, like, mushrooms or onions and peppers on it.
Yes.
I enjoy that quite a bit. But I also enjoy the flavor of a good steak by itself as well. It just depends on my mood.
Yeah, I like the steak sauce, and I like the mushrooms and onions. And I also like teriyaki sauce. It's pretty
never
good.
Never tried teriyaki on a steak.
I usually cut mine up, take one bite without sauce, and then put sauce on it.
See, I'm the weirdest one in the room because I put ketchup on my steak.
What?
You know this.
What are you, six?
You went out to dinner with us.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Everybody's giving me shit. I'm like, yeah, I can't help that I like it on there.
You should be eating chicken nuggets.
Ketchup is all right.
I don't even eat ketchup on chicken nuggets.
Then you need to be about six and grow the fuck up if you don't eat
sweet
ketchup
and sour
on chicken
sauce,
nuggets.
Man, or barbecue sauce or something.
I'm also a fan of the barbecue sauce.
I can't help it that I am a ketchup whore.
You need to grow up.
I love the ketchup.
Of course, I'm pretty weird, too, because, you know what?
You eat wasabi peas while you play video games?
I was just going to say that. But, if I ever, every once in a while when I go to, like, McDonald's, I'll ask for the...
They don't have McWasabi peas.
I'll ask for tartar, like a side of tartar sauce for my french fries.
Oh, yeah. French fries and tartar sauce are delicious. That's not weird.
Yeah.
It's only not weird if you agree with it.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
I'd rather eat ketchup on my steak than tartar sauce and fries.
I'd rather dip my fries
that's
in
because
a Frosty.
You're a simpleton.
The thing is, I've done that, too. I dip fries,
in the Frosty at Wendy's, baby.
That's pretty good.
See, that's not weird either.
And I might gross
you're
you out.
Weird.
I might
you're
gross
weird.
Guys
you're
out
weird.
With this. I also, every once in a while, Great Wall dip french fries in mayonnaise.
I'm not really huge on the mayonnaise.
The
mayo.
I
know people who
mouth.
Do that, though.
I do. I just think I threw up in my mouth.
Oh.
And I tell you, the place that I do it is Chick-fil-A. With
the waffle fries?
The waffle fries. I'm guilty of dipping them in mayonnaise.
Oh.
A little bit of vomit going on.
I really like McDonald's french fries and sweet and sour sauce. That's good.
That's more acceptable than mayonnaise on waffle fries.
That's really good.
Oh.
You know what else is pretty good on hamburgers?
A french fry?
Wasabi mayonnaise.
I love putting chips. French fries on a hamburger.
You know something? I do too.
That's delicious.
You know what,
French fries
I enjoy potato chips on a sandwich, like on a ham sandwich or a turkey sandwich.
I've never tried
potato
that.
Chips on there. It's good.
I can actually just make a potato chip sandwich, and
there
it's delicious.
There you go.
How about ranch dressing on pizza?
All of our overseas listeners are like, man, these Americans eat some crazy ass shit. They're like, they're probably thinking, did that fat American just say he eats potato chip sandwiches? Oh.
These fat bastards put ranch on pizza.
Specifically the...
You're just jealous because we eat good food.
The outer crust.
And have more heart attacks than you.
We live a happy, unhealthy life.
I enjoy garlic butter on the outer crust of pizza.
Yes, garlic butter is quite good.
I just want to dip it in pizza sauce.
And you guys are making me hungry.
I know.
I'm trying to figure out where I'm
going
to go to eat after the podcast.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get something to eat after I leave here.
I definitely am not going to eat with you.
Yeah, stay away, far away.
Every time I used to go to Great Steak and Potato Company with Gambus Khan, his tray just smelled like vinegar. Because he would dump like 12 gallons of vinegar on his fries.
I enjoy malt vinegar on fish and fries.
Oh man, I was like,
fries is pretty good.
Oh, but it made me sick.
Gives it a little bit of a tang.
Well, I think we're ready for our shout outs, which I want to give a shout out to Arby's and Pizza Hut.
Arby's.
I'm sure they're listening.
I want to give a shout out to Cholesterol.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to my heart doctor.
He's kept me alive through all those combo meals that have been supersized.
Yeah.
And apparently he's kept Gambus Khan alive through ranch dressing and pizza.
Let's do these shout outs quick before my phone battery dies. Marungo, who left me off of this tweet, much to my chagrin, says, can you guys discuss how cool it's going to be to use avatars in Guitar Hero 5? OXM has a cover story on it.
Dude, that is pretty badass.
That is pretty cool. I'm really liking the increase in avatar support.
You can use your avatar in that Madballs game.
Okay, yeah, you said that.
You roll your head around and shoot
Madballs.
I actually listened to that part last week.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know.
To have your avatar rocking out, it's pretty fucking sweet.
Dude, if I see my little dude on the drums, like, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shot caller says he wanted to get a tweet in before he went to work. He said, what it do, N4G crew? Shot caller here, a following you on Twitter.
There you go.
The last part didn't rhyme, so he put it in parentheses. Good work. So, yeah, thanks for that. Deviate your crew responded to our contest, so I guess I don't really have to read that.
No, you probably don't.
Pixelated Maze says, hey, guys, what's up? What's going on, Maze?
Hey.
Said,
and a shout out to him real quick. He's the second subscriber to the blog.
No, look
another,
at that.
Another shout out to him last week is he figured out what we were laughing about last week. He sent me a private direct message on Twitter. He was like, what was Killer Wolverine laughing about? Did he fart? And I said, no, that was me.
Gross. He said, did anyone buy Shatter from the PlayStation Network?
No, I heard it was really good. Yeah, it's so like Breakout.
Yeah.
I love Breakout.
That'll probably be the next PSN game I pick up.
I thought about checking it out. Is there a demo?
No.
And he said also Metal Gear Solid Tourette's for the win.
Damn right.
Metal Gear.
Meryl. Otacon. Drabbin. You expect me to talk.
He's the next person who sent in a Twitter shout out.
Bum Burglar.
He says, he, responding to our contest because it was U.S. only, he says, I want a t-sheet. I want a free t-shirt. I demand
t-sheet?
I want a t-sheet.
I want a t-sheet.
What the hell
is
t-sheet?
He said, I want a free t-shirt. I demand a free t-shirt. He said, only joking. He said, he still has last week's show to listen to. He's going to do that now. Do it, and then listen to this one, and you can hear your shout-out.
There you go. Boom, shakalaka, kaka.
Jay Borsick.
That's Scorched Angel.
Scorched Angel, yeah. But his Twitter name is Jay Borsick. Says, hey guys, just wanted to say, as always, keep up the good work, and I hope you all have a good week. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Radio PM says, hope you guys have a good show. Can Gambus bagok like a famous person? like Billy D. Williams.
Like
love,
Billy,
love the show.
Dude, you have to do Billy like bagok 45.
Come on, do it.
Just do it.
Okay. Bagok.
Welcome to the cool side of the pillow.
Hello, Peter. Have a cool, refreshing Bagok 45.
Bagok 45. Han.
All right. Scruffy K says, yo, Gambus. You liking the idea of the Halo anime? There are some big studios set to make it.
It's made by the people that Ghost in the Shell, right?
Yeah, Production IG. Yeah.
Pro IG.
You know, this seems very familiar because it's a bunch of small animes made by various studios. It's going to be kind of like the
Animatrix?
The Animatrix, which I thought was phenomenal.
I thought a couple of them were really good. I thought a couple of them were kind of
Yeah, a couple of them were kind of just thrown in there, but
some of them were really good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to the Halo anime because I actually enjoy the Halo universe because
Halo
is sci-fi, you know, science fiction.
It is sci-fi.
Well, there's a couple things in Halo that I forgot to even, not forgot, but I didn't put it in, about how Reach is their last project.
Yeah, Bungie's last project.
But it's no longer, well, it's Bungie, but 343 Studios or something is the new.
Is the new Halo studio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Studio Halo.
We'll see how that turns out. Yeah.
I have to. It's not really a shout out, but I have to read this because I find it funny and it made me laugh. Altus One tried to enter the contest, and he was just late. Like he was like the seventh person out of. We only had five to give away. So he says this first. His first entry tweet is Radio 50. Give me my shit. And then just after I posted that we were full, he just sends one back that all it says is fuck. Mouse with 50 after it says, hey, has anyone heard of ironkey.com?
Ironkey.com?
Can't say
yeah,
that.
Anybody heard of these? It says it's got a link to ironkey.com. Let's venture there, shall we? And see what old Iron Key is. So, no, the answer to the question is no. None of us have ever heard of Iron Key. And
I don't know what it is.
It is apparently
what?
Some manner of flash drive.
It looks like it.
The only level 3 FIPS 140-2 flash drive.
Alrighty. Now I've heard of
no.
it.
For business, for government, for
it's
individuals.
Apparently the world's most secure flash drive.
Huh. I keep seeing the word monkey. I don't know why.
Iron Monkey.
I've never heard of
that. I know,
that
I see it too.
I see monkey everywhere.
Yeah. It's because of the N-K-E-Y. The O-N-K-E-Y.
Iron Monkey. Interesting.
Iron Monkey. Could this Carnage 1290 says, what's up in 4G crew? What is up? He says, quick shout out to Splosion Man on XBLA. That game is fantastic. Everyone should check it out.
Definitely. Game's awesome.
Let's see. Big Day Man.
Which his question is one we will get back to next week.
And he also says, let me hear Solid Snake tell the world that the princess is in another castle. I'm going to let you handle that.
Oh, my God. What are you trying to tell me? The princess is in another castle.
You got to say it like a question, though.
The princess is in another castle?
The princess is in another castle?
Colonel.
It's all the Patriots.
What's all this about? Lolly Lule Lo, this is ridiculous.
Meryl.
Otacon!
Meryl's in another castle. It's not really a castle, though. It's a metaphor.
Why is this thing wearing a fucking mushroom on its head?
For war. And I'm always a villain. Bowser might be who I'm fighting, but I'm the villain. Because I'm a warrior. I don't know any other way.
Bowser defected and joined the other side.
Every now and then I would get a little star, and it would go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, but it was still very hot.
He injected himself with nanomachines. That's why he can breathe fire.
Moving on.
Anyways, that was it. That's all the shout-outs I got.
Podcast over. Podcast over? Bagok. Bagok. Welcome to the cool side of the pillow.
Okay.
Colt 45. Iron Monkey.
Anyway, Mr. Khan.
Han Solo.
Do it.
Do it.
Okay.
Come on, man. Fucking do it.
Just do it. Bagok me.
Bagok.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Gather time!
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat!
Killer
Wolverine! Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.